All right, Kraus. Today, we're going to be learning about the digestive system. So I'm going to be eating some very authentic Asian cuisine, this Moroni sandwich. And I'm going to eat it, and we're going to see how long it takes my body to digest the sandwich, and see how long it takes for me to crop my pants.
Is this my son Jeffy's classroom? He forgot his lunchbox.
You're over there.
Okay, thank you so much. Oh, Jeffy Poo, you forgot your lunchbox.
Ha ha, how embarrassing.
Daddy, what are you doing here?
You forgot your lunchbox.
All right, Daddy, thank you. Now leave.
It's a Lunchable with a Capri Sun.
Okay, Daddy, thank you. Leave.
Wait, that's your dad?
Yeah.
Ha ha, your dad's bald. Ha ha, bald dad.
I'm not that bald. That is very rude, young man. What if I made fun of your cone-shaped head?
Well, I'd say at least I have hair on it.
Well, I want to speak to your parents, young man. What's their number?
Okay, their number is 1-800. Get some hair, Baldy.
All right, Daddy, leave. Just leave.
Okay.
Look at the bald guy leaving. What a bald way to leave.
Don't you make fun of my daddy! You...
Hey, stop fighting just because he's that bald!
Hey, Marvin, did you drop off Jeffy's lunchbox?
I did.
What's wrong, Marvin?
One of the kids in Jeffy's class said I was bald.
Aw, Marvin, that's not completely wrong.
I'm not bald. I have hair on the side of my head.
You're kind
of
bald, Marvin.
Well, I look like that guy on TV. Who's that really hot guy on TV? Dr. Phil. I look like Dr. Phil.
Ew, Dr. Phil's not hot.
Yes, he's super hot, and every girl wants a doctor. And I also look like The Rock. I look like The Rock.
You do not look like The Rock.
I look like The Rock. The Rock's bald. I'm kind of bald. I also look like Steve Harvey.
Ooh, Steve Harvey's hot.
Yeah, I look just like Steve Harvey.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
Wow, Danny. Thanks for embarrassing me.
How did I embarrass you?
Because you're bald, and now all the kids in school know that I have a bald daddy.
Well, I bet some of the other kids' dads are bald.
Well, they didn't see the other kids' dads. They saw you and your bald head.
Well, look, just tell them when you're older that bald is considered sexy. Right, baby?
Uh-huh.
See?
Yeah, Danny, I'm not going to sit there and let the kids keep bullying me. Can we get a marker or something and color in your hair?
No, Jeffy, look, there's not much I can do about being bald. I guess I can call a doctor and see what the options are.
Good.
Okay, I'm going to call a doctor.
Hey there, somebody call a doctor?
Yes, doctor. So, I'm going bald.
Haha, you're bald, baldy. You're so bald.
Yeah, so someone called me bald today, and I don't want to be bald anymore.
Yeah, of course not, because of how bald you are. Look at your bald head.
Well, aren't you going bald?
Don't touch me.
I'm just saying, aren't you going...
bald bitch?
No, I'm just saying, aren't you...
Loser.
Hey, let him up.
Yeah, let me get up.
Yeah, okay. You're lucky your wife's here.
Well, aren't you going bald?
Yeah, but look, see? I can just show you. You don't have to touch me. Weirdo.
Stop pushing me. Look, I don't want to be bald anymore. What can I do?
Well, look, being bald is just part of aging for some people. Some people look really good bald. Like Pooby. He's hot. What's up? See?
Well, yes, Pooby is super hot and bangable.
Uh-huh.
And, like, nobody could be like Pooby.
Damn right.
So, since we can't be like Pooby and be, like, as sexy as him, like, what do we do? Like, can I get hair implants?
Oh, yeah, I can give you hair implants.
Oh, thank God.
How much are they?
Oh, they're about $100,000.
Well, I can't afford that.
I know you can't, broke boy.
Well, there has to be a cheaper option.
Yeah, okay. You could, look these nuts.
What's a cheaper option?
Okay, well, you could just try, like, buying a hat.
Well, I guess I could buy a hat.
Yeah, just be like a hat guy, you know? And then nobody could see your little bald little baby head. What? Little bald little baby bitch. Look at that little head of yours.
I'll buy a hat!
Okay.
I'm gonna go to the hat store and I'll call you if that doesn't work.
Alright, let me know if you want those implants.
I'm gonna go buy a hat.
Marvin, please don't buy a hat.
No, look, I gotta try every option. I don't wanna embarrass Jeffy anymore. What's up, thang?
What?
Well, I don't want to assume what you are, baby. What are your pronouns? Mine is his, him, he.
That doesn't make any sense, Marvin. And why does your hat say YOLO?
Well, I went to the hat store, and I got this hat on clearance. The guy at the store said every kid's saying YOLO these days.
Do you even know what YOLO means?
Yeah, when kids answer the phone, they go, ring, 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 YOLO.
I don't think that's right.
And then when they're swimming in the pool, they play Marco YOLO. Marco YOLO, hey!
That doesn't sound right either, Marvin.
Baby, you're being really sus right now.
What?
Yeah, you're not being lit. Jeffy needs a lit father, so I'm going to be on fire for him. I'm the hottest thing since sliced bread.
But sliced bread is room temperature.
You're being sus again, baby. Jeffy, get in here.
What's up, Daddy?
What's up,
son? Did you just have a stroke?
No, Jeffy, I'm being lit.
Okay, you're definitely having a stroke. Mommy, can you call the doctor?
No, Jeffy, look, I'm just trying to be, like you know, relevant and hip and cool for you and your friends.
This is more embarrassing than you being bald.
No, when your friends see me, they're going to be like, he's so lit, period, Pooh.
What's period poo?
I don't know. I googled like the top 10 things kids are saying these days, and period poo is one of them. So I think period poo means when a girl takes a dump and it's her time of the month.
Oh,
period poo!
Okay, Marvin, we're gonna move the hat so it looks like this now.
Yeah, Dad, you look like you're gonna go deliver peaches!
This hat is lame like this, unless I can put like a big red M on the front of it.
No, I don't think that's a good idea, Marvin.
Baby, I think you need to take a period poo.
What?!
Oh, my hat fell off.
Yeah, well, I think we should leave it off, too. No cap.
What? No, yeah, no cap. Yeah, lit. Sus. Everything. He's being sus, everybody. Okay, look, I need a hat because I can't afford $100,000 hair implants. I guess we could just turn on the TV and hope a cheaper option shows up.
Hello! I am Dr. Friedrich Finkelschitz, and I have shaved my head to demonstrate my newest product, Dr. Finkelschitz. Hair spritz! Are you tired of being bald? Well, worry no more, because one spritz of Dr. Finkelschitz hair spritz, and you will no longer be bald. Now watch this. Now we wait for 5 seconds. Oh, it worked! Yes! Now, if you would like a full head of hair like me, all you have to do is order Dr. Finkelschitz hair spritz for just $19.95. Order now!
Oh my God, I'm gonna order that right now.
Oh, Marvin, those infomercials are always a scam.
I guess you're right. I guess I'll go back to wearing the hat.
Nope, order it.
I'll go order it right now.
Period poo.
Come on, hurry up with my package, come on. It's here! Hello?
Did you order Dr. Finkelschitz's hair spritz?
I sure did.
Well, here you go.
Thank you so much. Where's my 5 cents?
What?
Yeah, you said it was $19.95.
What? Really?
Yeah, so I gave you a 20, so you owe me 5 cents.
You don't need the 5 cents.
I do need the 5 cents. I'm very stingy.
It's part of the shipping. How about that?
Okay.
Just take the spray.
Guys, the hair spritz came in. Baby, spray the top of my head.
Okay.
I want to watch.
Just hurry up and do it.
What do I do?
Spray the top of my head.
Okay.
What was wrong?
I'm dying in my eye!
Oh, I'm sorry, Daddy!
Oh, what did happen?
I don't know! Daddy, I can't see anything!
Marvin, that's so much hair!
But it means it works! Alright, baby, spray the top of my head.
Oh, are you sure?
Yeah, just spray my head. I want hair.
Okay.
Oh, I'm scared.
Did it work?
Yes, Marvin, you have so much hair!
I do? I bet I look so sexy. I'm gonna go look in the mirror.
Mommy, can you shave my head?
Sure, Jeffy. Let's just wait till Marvin gets back.
Oh, my God! I'm so hot! Look at my full head of hair! Oh, my God. I'm gorgeous. I can look at myself all day.
Mommy, it's been hours.
I know, Jeffy. I can go check on him. Marvin, it's been 3 hours and you're still staring at yourself in the mirror?
Baby, look at me. Look at all my hair. I'm hot.
Marvin, you're not that hot.
Of course I'm hot, baby. You're just jealous you don't have as much hair as I do.
Marvin, your hair's a mess.
Baby, I understand. You're jealous because a bunch of girls are going to want me now that I have hair. But you have to trust me. I'm not going to cheat on you.
Marvin, no one cares about your hair that much.
Everyone cares about my hair, especially me. Ooh, the doctor. I can call him back and get revenge.
Hey there, someone call a doctor again?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, Baldy, is that you?
Baldy? I don't know anyone who's bald.
Whoa. Wait,
don't touch my hair!
Hey, don't push me!
What's wrong? You wish you weren't bald?
Stop pushing me!
You little bald spot boy?
What, don't call me that!
Marvin, stop bullying him!
He bullied me, so now that I have hair, I can get revenge. Hey! What? Little bald spot! Hey, let's check out that bald spot!
No!
Whoa! Hey, world! He's going bald! Hey, Baldy!
You mean!
Marvin, that's so rude!
Oh, he shouldn't be bald, and my nuts are rude. Okay, I'm gonna use some more hairspray. I need some more hair. Yeah.
Yay.
Are you okay?
No, I'm crying in your son's bed.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. It's a little weird.
Marvin's being mean.
I know. That hair's changed him.
How do you even grow all that hair anyway?
He used Dr. Finkelschitz hair spritz.
Oh, no. Don't you know what that stuff does?
No, what?
Well, if you use too much of it, the hair, like, takes over your brain and you turn into a hair monster.
Oh, no. What do we do?
We gotta shave Marvin's head before the hair takes over.
Okay, let's go.
Oh, Marvin, we got something for you.
Oh, my God!
Jesus Christ!
You guys like my new hair?
Well, yeah, kinda.
Marvin, that hair's ridiculous!
You're just jealous that you don't have as much hair as I do.
Marvin, that hair's gotta go. Oh, my God, it's a monster!
You said it was gonna turn into a monster!
Well, I lied. That was just an excuse to shave his head so I could bully him again.
What?
Okay, look, I'm gonna shave it anyway.
You're not gonna shave my hair. Get him, Harry.
Oh, Harry, that's a very creative name. Oh, God, it's eating me alive!
Oh, my God!
It's eating me! Just kill it, kill it!
Marvin, that hair's gotta go! I did it.
Oh, no, my hair, my my beautiful hair. Why'd you shave it off?
Marvin, that hair turned you into a monster.
But, like, why'd you shave me bald? You could have left a little bit of hair.
Because, Marvin, I love you just the way you are.
Aww.
Ha ha, Baldy, you're bald again.
Well, you still have that bald spot on the back of your head.
Yeah, you're right.
Marvin, aren't you glad that all that hair's gone off your head?
No, not at all. I wish I had the hair back on my head. But I guess I still can wear the hat.
Oh, no, not the hat.
What's wrong with the hat?
Oh, just wait.
Yo, 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 what's up, my brother? Marco, YOLO, hey!
God, I preferred the hair monster.
Well, you guys are being sus. Hey, baby, why don't you go take a period poo?
What?
That's what girls do in the bathroom.
Yo, who's gonna shave my head?
Ooh, let me do it.
Well, hey, how about I do it? Because you guys are acting sus, am I right?
Tomorrow is Korea Day, so what you're gonna do is, you're gonna have your parents come with you to school tomorrow, and they're gonna tell the class what they do for a living. And if they don't come to school with you, then you fail.
What if we don't have parents?
Then I suggest you pay someone to pretend to be your parent tomorrow.
Okay.
My dad doesn't even have a job. He just sits at home and watches TV all day.
I don't even know what my parents do.
And one more thing, Crass, whose ever parent has the coolest job will win an iPhone 13 that my son made in shop.
An iPhone 13? I want that!
Me too!
Aw, dude, that's not fair! I don't have parents!
Cody, can I borrow one of yours?
Back off, Joseph. Be your own parent.
Dude, you have two. You can share.
Guys, my dad's gonna get a really cool job, and he's gonna be at your parents' jobs.
Nuh-uh.
No, he's not, Junior. Your dad just sits at home and watches TV all day.
Well, I'll show you guys a really cool job.
My daddy has the coolest job. He's the Tooth Fairy and the Easter Bunny.
My parents aren't there for me. That's why I bully people.
Hey, Donnie. Hey, Jeffy, how was school?
It was good. Tomorrow's career day, so I need you to come to my school and tell everyone in my class that you're the Tooth Fairy and the Easter Bunny.
Wait, tomorrow's career day?
Yep.
And I have to go in front of your class and tell them what I do for a job?
Uh-huh.
Marvin, what is your job?
I do stuff. I work. I clean around the house. I don't have a job.
You don't have a job? How do we pay our bills?
We get unemployment checks, baby.
Marvin, what are you going to do tomorrow when you tell the whole class you don't have a job? Jeffy will be embarrassed.
Well, I can tell him I'm the Tooth Fairy and the Easter Bunny.
Bingo.
Marvin, all the other parents are the Tooth Fairy and the Easter Bunny, too.
But don't tell Jeffy that. Hold on, let me see who that is. Hello?
Hey, Marvin. It's that time of the month again. Where's your house payment?
I don't have the money for my house payment this month.
You don't have your money for your house payment? Every month with this, Marvin. How do you get money? Do you not have a job?
No, I don't have a job. I mean...
You don't have a job?
Well, I'm looking...
No wonder you can't pay your house payment. Why don't you have a job?
I've been looking. I just don't know who's hiring.
Everyone's hiring. Why don't you go get a job at Footlong Wieners? They're hiring. They'll hire anybody.
What place is that?
It's a hot dog shop.
Okay, I will go in a few weeks and...
No, you will go right now. Actually, you're going to go right this second. Come on. Well, you're going to go there. And if you don't have your house payment and a job by tomorrow, you're going to be seeing my Footlong Wiener.
Okay, let me go grab my keys.
Who's at the door, Marvin?
It was Goodman. He said the house payment's due. Jeffy, stop it. You're distracting me. Jeffy, you're distracting me. Go. It was Goodman. He said my house payment was due and I need to get a job.
You do need to get a job.
Well, what do you do for a job?
I cook and clean and look pretty.
I wish I could do what you do and just look pretty. I need to get a job because I don't want to embarrass Jeffy tomorrow. I'm going to go apply for one.
Hey there. Welcome to Footlong Wieners. What kind of hot dog do you want?
Oh, I'm not hungry. I was wondering if you guys were hiring.
No, we're not hiring.
Well, you have that sign right there that says we hire.
Damn it. Thought I took that down. Okay, yes, we're hiring. I just don't like doing interviews.
Well, what positions do you have open?
Well, we don't really have any positions. Oh, we need a new sign holder.
A sign holder?
Yeah, you know, somebody who wears a big goofy hot dog costume and stands on the corner holding a sign that says taste my wiener.
Wait. A big hot dog outfit? Like, it's 90 degrees outside.
Yeah, I know. That's why no one wants the job. As a matter of fact, the last guy that had the job died of heat stroke.
He died of a heat stroke?
Yeah, he's still in the costume right now.
When did he die?
This morning. Poor bastard.
Well, how much does it pay?
Oh, it pays a whopping $8 an hour.
I really need the job.
Okay, I'll go peel the costume off the dead guy. Wait, what size are you? It doesn't matter. You're gonna look stupid in the costume anyway.
Oh man, this costume's so hot.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to be out here in that.
So what do I have to do?
Well, you just have to hold this sign and yell, taste my wiener at passing cars.
I'm not gonna yell that!
Oh, come on, you have to. It's advertising for a restaurant.
They're not gonna know what I'm talking about.
Believe me, when they see this sign, they're gonna want a hot dog and they're gonna come to Footlong Wieners.
Okay, well, can you give me some water? It's really hot outside.
No, because you're not selling water. That would just be confusing for people. I mean, I can blend up a hot dog and you can drink that.
That's disgusting! That's not gonna hydrate me!
Look, just hold the sign.
Okay. Taste my wiener! Come taste my wiener!
Taste my wiener?
Yeah, taste my wiener.
Hey, you need to cut that out. There's kids around here.
Well, they can have one too.
Wait, what?
Oh, no, it's a foot long. It's a hot dog at Footlong Wieners.
I doubt it's that big.
Well, it is. You can go inside and check it out.
No, there's kids around here.
I wonder if Marvin found a job. Marvin, you look awful!
Yeah, Dan, it looks like someone beat your meat, and not in a good way.
I just got done with my job.
What is your job?
I'm a sign holder for Footlong Wieners. I stand by the road and I yell, taste my wiener at traffic.
That's the only job you could find?
Yeah, it pays $8 an hour, and you get a heat stroke, and people beat you up.
Wow, that'll pay the mortgage.
So, Dan, you ready for career day tomorrow?
I think it would be less embarrassing for me to say I don't have a job.
Oh, no, Dan, come on. Let's show everyone your wiener.
All right, class, today is career day. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to call you up one by one, and then your parents are going to come up to the board and tell the class what they do for a living. Okay, let's start with, Cody, you, bring your parents up to the class.
Ooh, it's our turn.
Oh, I'm so nervous, I didn't change my tampon.
Baby, I told you to change it before we left.
Guys, just remember what we practiced, okay? Please don't embarrass me. Mom, remember, you work at a dentist's office.
And I'm an astronaut, right?
Yeah, sure.
Yes.
Come on. Okay, guys, talk. Hello, little children. My name is Judith, and I'm an OnlyFans model. Wait, Mom, you're not supposed to tell them that. Oh, Cody, the truth is always better than a lie. I sell pictures of myself naked.
Yeah, my name's Tyrone, and I'm an astronaut. I explore booty. You ever seen the planet Uranus? I've been up. Tell them about it, baby. Tell them about it.
Oh, it's true. We took a picture of him dressed up like an astronaut, just going, okay, I think we're done here. Come on.
Thank you, Cody's parents. I'll be sure to subscribe to your OnlyFans. All right, Joseph, you're next.
Come on, Hansel, it's our turn. Now, remember what I told you. You're a football player, okay?
Beer.
I'm not old enough to buy beer. Just come on. All right, guys, this is a homeless guy paid to be my dad. He's a football player. He's won 3 Super Bowls. Tell him.
Touchdown.
Yeah, that's his touchdown dance.
I pissed.
Oh, God. He can't control his bladder from all the concussions he's gotten.
All right. Thank you, Joseph. All right, Penelope, you're up next.
You ready, Dad?
Yeah, let's just get this over with. I got a lot of jobs to go do.
You're never there for me, Dad.
What do you want from me, Penelope? I don't like being around your mother because she's so fat.
Hi, my name's Penelope.
We know who you are.
Shut up, Junior.
Come on, let her talk, man. See, I got you.
And my dad has a lot of jobs. Tell him about it, Dad.
Yeah, I'm a cop, I'm a doctor, I'm a firefighter. I mean, you know, you've seen me around. I do everything.
Except raise me.
Oh, come on, that's only because I can't stand to be around your mother. I'd rather work every minute of every day than be around her.
She raises me better than you do.
Oh, hold on. I'm sorry, hold on. Hey, class, I bet I know what you're wondering. You're wondering, why isn't Penelope's mother here today on career day? I wonder what her career could be. Oh, I'll tell you what her career is. Her career is sitting on her fat ass and collecting the child support check she gets from me. Oh, and let's not forget her other career, eating at the buffet every single day. Oh, and then there's the best one. She also has a job working as Shamu at SeaWorld. You know, she really wanted to be here today, but they couldn't fit it through the door because she's a whale.
Mom doesn't talk this badly about you.
Well, because there's nothing bad to say about me. Look at me. I'm perfect. I'm gorgeous. I mean, you're kind of thin yourself, but that's only because your mother doesn't let you eat. She asks you if you want a plate, and then she leaves and just never comes back because she eats it.
You're embarrassing me!
Oh, I'm embarrassing you. Oh, have you seen your mother at the Golden Corral? That's embarrassing. Hey, have they banned her from there yet?
Oh my God, I hate you!
Anyway, kids, that's career day. So, you know, just don't get married and don't have kids.
All right. Thank you, Penelope's dad. Very inspirational. Something we can all get behind. Anyway, all right, Patrick, you're next.
Come on, Dad, it's our turn.
Hey, everybody. My daddy's a circus clown, and he can juggle and he cleans up elephant poop. Show him, Dad.
Hey, everybody. Watch this.
See, it just keeps going and going. Uh-oh, I think he swallowed too many napkins.
Thank you, Patrick. All right, Junior, you're next.
All right, Dad, it's our turn.
Let's get this over with. You know I don't want to be here.
I know. All right, guys, this is my dad. Tell him what you do.
Oh, I'm Junior's dad. I sit on my butt all day and watch TV and collect disability checks.
Oh, you should meet my ex-wife. She does the same thing. You two'd be perfect for each other. You hear that, Penelope? You want this guy to be your dad?
Ooh, you could have a sister, Junior.
Well, no, I'm trying to date her.
Oh, that would be weird.
Come on, Dad.
All right. Thank you, Junior and Junior's dad. All right, Jeffy, you're next.
Oh, look, Daddy, it's our turn.
Oh, I'm so embarrassed. Everyone else had really cool jobs.
Well, I think you're cool, Daddy. You're just a beat-up waiter. Come on.
Hello, my name is Marvin. I work at Footlong Wieners. I'm the sign holder. I stand outside dressed as a hot dog, and I say, come taste my wiener.
Yep, he sure does.
Hey, I told you to stop. This kid's in here.
Oh, no, it's just my job.
How was career day, Marvin?
I got beat up again by the same guy that beat me up earlier because he's the dad of one of the sons there.
And he was an astronaut.
Ooh, you should be an astronaut, Marvin.
I don't think you want me to be the same type of astronaut he is.
Was everyone impressed with your job?
I don't know. I got knocked out.
Yeah, everyone loved him being a wiener. But I think it was a good idea not to tell everyone that he's the Tooth Fairy and the Easter Bunny. I didn't want all my friends to get jealous.
Oh, don't worry. I'll get it. I'll answer it. Hello?
What the hell are you wearing?
Because
by the looks of it, you don't have my house payment. And I will not accept that as payment. I get enough of that from my massage parlor.
Oh, no, this is for my job. I hold the sign and I yell, taste my wiener.
Mm-hmm. You think I could borrow that sign, Marvin? I want to wear it around my house so my maid will see it.
Well, I need this sign for my job.
Well, I'll accept that as payment. And also, can I get a picture?
What? No.
Too late.
What? No, don't take pictures of me.
You think I can get a selfie?
No.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
No.
All right. See you later, wiener.
What? No.
Who's at the door, Marvin?
It was Goodman. He wanted my house payment. So guess who paid our bills for the month?
You did!
I'm one happy wiener.
Guys, check it out. I got the new iPhone.
How'd you get that?
Oh, well, I had the coolest job today at Career Day, so my daughter won it. But I took it away from her because I was too afraid my ex-wife might eat it since it's an Apple product. But what am I thinking? She'd never eat an apple. That's too healthy. No, she'd want a caramel apple or an apple pie or an apple cider. I mean, you get it. She's fat. She's a hippo.
Oh.
Anyway, Marvin, you're fired.
Fired for what?
Well, we got a lot of complaints from people saying that you holding a sign that said, taste my wiener, made them uncomfortable.
You told me to hold that sign.
Yeah, but we're kind of doing like a 180 with the company, so we're going to start selling burgers and have people hold signs that say, put your meat between my buns. We think that'll go a lot better.
Well, can I have that job?
Yeah, sure. You can start on Monday.
Yay, I got a new job already!
Yay.
Good.
I got my report card.
Are there any F's on your report card?
No.
Are you lying?
No, there's no F's on it.
Because, Jeffy, if there's a single F on that report card, we're not taking you to Disney World.
All right, well, check this out. Boom. Not a single F on this report card. All D's, Daddy. It stands for Disneyland, 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 Disneyland.
Jeffy, all D's is not good.
Yeah, but it's still passing, Marvin. There are no F's on his report card.
But D's are bad.
D's are passing.
And D's are my nuts in your mouth.
Ugh, how old are you?
Old enough to have my nuts in your mouth.
Good one, Daddy.
Jeffy, look. I guess if there's no F's, we'll still take you to Disney World.
Really, Daddy? I'm gonna go pack my stuff right now.
But you have to get better grades next time.
Marvin, I don't think we have enough money for all three of us to go.
You're right. We're really poor right now. I think we can buy two tickets.
Okay, I think you and Jeffy should go so you can have a father-son trip.
I guess you're right. Me and Jeffy haven't spent a lot of time together. I'll go buy two tickets to Disney World.
Okay.
All right, baby. I got me and Jeffy two tickets to Disney World.
Aw, you and Jeffy are going to have so much fun.
Yeah, I hope so. Jeffy, are you ready to go?
Yeah, Daddy. Sure I am.
Jeffy, what is that?
Oh, it's Tomater without the tub.
No, not Tomater. You got a mask. What are you wearing?
Oh, it's the Piglet mask I found in your closet.
What? Where did you get that?
I've never seen that mask before in my life. Jeffy, take the Piglet mask off.
No, I want to wear it in Disneyland on all the rides.
You can't wear that on the rides in Disneyland. You've got to take it off.
My guy showed Winnie the Pooh his best friend Piglet.
He already knows his best friend Piglet. Look, you got to take that mask off right now.
No, Dad, I want to wear the Piglet mask.
Take it off, Jeffy. Look, you can take Tomater. You just can't take the mask.
Oh, okay, Daddy. Oink, oink.
So, Marvin, are we going to talk about the piggy mask?
We're not going to talk about the piggy mask.
Okay.
All right, Daddy. I'm ready to go in Disneyland.
All right, Jeffy. Grab your ticket to Disney World and let's go.
What?
Grab your ticket to Disney World.
Disney World? I didn't want to go to Disney World. I wanted to go to Disneyland.
Jeffy, Chevy, Disneyland, and Disney World are the same thing.
No, they're not. I've already been to Disney World, and now I want to go to Disneyland.
Jeffy, they're basically the same place.
No, you're not. Because Disney World is the world of Disney, and Disneyland is the land of Disney, and I've never been to Disneyland, so that's where I want to go.
Jeffy, if you've been to Disney World, there's no reason to ever go to Disneyland. Disney World is bigger. It has Epcot and Hollywood Studios and everything.
I don't care. I've already been to Disney World, and now I want to go to Disneyland.
Jeffy, Disneyland is all the way on the other side of the country in California. We live in Florida. Disney World is in Florida, so we need to go to Disney World.
I don't care how far Disneyland is. I want to go there because I've never been there.
Jeffy, I already bought tickets to Disney World. These tickets only work at Disney World, so we're going to Disney World.
Wait, let me see. Let me see. Let me look real quick.
They're only good at Disney World. I already read it.
Well, right here, it says that it's good for Disneyland or Disney World.
It doesn't say that.
Yeah, it says it right here.
It does not say that. It does not say that.
Oh, you want me to lie and say that the tickets are for Disney World, not Disney... Oh. Mm-hmm.
I've already heard you. You just don't want to take me to Disneyland because you think I'm ugly.
Jeffy, you're Christian.
Oh, no. Disney World doesn't think you're ugly. Disneyland thinks you're ugly. So we don't want to go to Disneyland.
If you don't take me to Disneyland, I'm going to get all F's on my report card and wear the piggy mask to school every day.
Oh, no. Okay, check. We'll go to Disneyland. We're going to go to Disneyland.
Okay.
I'm going to buy plane tickets. God, we have to fly to California. I'm afraid of flying, baby. Can you just go with them?
Oh, no, Marvin. I have a bunch of appointments.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to buy the plane tickets. Let's just go to the airport, Jeffrey. We're going to Disneyland.
Yay!
Bye.
Hey, Danny.
What, Jeffy? What do you want?
Come gook out the window.
No, I'm not gonna gook out the window. I'm afraid of heights.
Hey, Mr. What doing?
What, Jeffy, leave the passengers alone.
You have peanuts? Can I have some of your peanuts? No? Oh, man. Danny, can you give me some peanuts? The guy behind you said I had to get my own.
I'll ask the flight attendant. Just shut up, Jeffy.
Because if I could get some peanuts right now, that would be the bomb.
What, Jeffy? Can I say that?
What?
You can't say bomb.
Excuse me, sir?
Yes?
I got a complaint from another passenger that said that you were threatening the plane with a bomb.
What? No. My son said bomb, and I told him not to say bomb.
See, you just said it again.
Well, no. I was just saying what not to say.
See, now you're saying it so much, I'm thinking maybe you got one up your butt and you want to use it.
What? No!
Hey, sir, I'm going to have to ask you to calm down.
No, I am calm. I just don't like planes.
Oh, you don't like planes, so you want to get rid of it.
No. I don't like flying.
You don't like flying, so you want to force the plane down.
No. You're being ridiculous.
Sir, if you don't calm down, I'm going to have to strap you to the seat.
I am calm!
All right, that was pretty rowdy. I'm going to have to strap you down.
Stop it! This is ridiculous!
All right, sir, when we land, we're going to untie you, and we're going to give you a cavity, sir.
This is so stupid!
Danny, how did you get an extra seatbelt?
Jeffy, I'll kill you! Come over here, I'll kill you!
Breaking news, okay? A plane was forced to make an emergency landing after a man threatened the plane with a bomb.
Marvin!
Sit down there, you.
Marvin, what is going on?
Well, Jeffy, have
to... Quiet, I'll tell you what's going on. Your husband threatened a plane with a bomb. Stop, ridiculous, get it out.
Look, Jeffy wanted peanuts on the airplane. And Jeffy said if he got peanuts, it would be the bomb. And I said, Jeffy, don't say bomb. And then he heard me say bomb, and then he stuck his hand up my butt looking for a bomb.
See, officer, it was just a mistake.
No. Nobody says bomb on a plane unless they have one.
What if the person's flying to Bombay?
What did you just say? Get down, let me check your butt again.
Well, I don't have a bomb in my butt.
That's exactly what somebody with a bomb would say.
Officer, what is going to happen?
Well, your husband's on a no-fly list, which means he can never fly on a plane ever again.
Well, I'm afraid of flying, so I don't care.
So are we still going to Disneyland?
Oh, we're not going to Disneyland after this.
Oh, God. Oh, I hate crying people. Like, whenever I arrest somebody and they're like, that's not mine. You just planted that in my car. I saw you. And it's like I had to plant it there because I had to meet my arrest quota. Jeez. Anyway, I don't want to see you on a plane ever again, buddy. You hear that, little man?
Well, stop poking me.
Boop.
Well, don't boop my nose.
So how are we going to get to Disneyland?
Look, Jeffy, look. We can just drive to Disneyland, but it's going to take like 3 days, so we'll leave tomorrow.
Okay, good.
All right.
Marvin, I'm hungry. Can you take me somewhere nice?
Well, baby, I just got put on a no-fly list. Do you think I want to go to a restaurant?
Come on, somewhere nice.
I can see if we can get a reservation to Harryhausen's.
Harryhausen's? But it's impossible to get a reservation!
Not for Googly Bear.
Let's go, baby.
Okay, can I come? Haha, please.
What? No, you're not gonna go with us.
You never take me anywhere. You're a dumb friend.
Marvin, how did you get us the reservation at Harryhausen's?
I didn't. We're just sitting at a random table.
Marvin, what if they kick us out?
nuts, baby. They're not going to kick us out. We're already sitting here.
Excuse me, but unfortunately, we are closing in 5 minutes.
Aww.
Oh, no, no, baby, don't worry. Look, we already know what we want. Can we just order?
What can I get you?
Baby, hurry up and look at the menu.
Okay, let me see. Oh, Marvin, I can't see it from here. Just order sushi and chocolate cake.
Okay, do you guys have sushi?
We are now closing in 4 minutes.
Oh, no, I know what we want. Can we get the dynamite roll?
Okay.
And then can I get the chocolate cake?
Chocolate cake, sir?
Yeah, it's right here.
I don't believe we have a chocolate cake on the menu.
Well, yes, you do. It's right here. It says chocolate cake. Read it.
Oh, you must be referring to the chocolate smothered calamari.
Well, no. That's up here. We're talking about the chocolate cake under desserts.
I'm sorry, sir. I'm afraid I don't have my reading glasses. You'll have to read it for me.
It says chocolate cake. Don't you know the menu?
No, I'm sorry. We change the menu every day.
Marvin, just order the chocolate cake.
Okay. Can I please get the chocolate bomb cake?
Bomb! Bomb! This man claims to have a bomb! Evacuate the building!
What? No, guy, it was a chocolate bomb cake!
Freeze, you're under arrest! Wait, it's you again? Now you're threatening a restaurant with a bomb?
What? Officer, it's just a misunderstanding!
Yeah, I was just trying to order food off the menu. It says chocolate bomb cake. See it right there?
Yeah, but the waiter said you also tried to order the dynamite roll. Why are you only ordering explosive menu items?
We wanted sushi!
Yeah, she wanted sushi, and the only sushi was the dynamite roll, and she wanted chocolate cake, and the only chocolate cake was a chocolate bomb cake. I was just trying to order the cake.
But earlier, you threatened a plane with a bomb, so why did you think you should be ordering explosive menu items? You could have ordered literally anything else on the menu, like the Lady Baltimore cake, whatever the hell that is, or the buttercorn pudding, huh? Why not that? Or the... Oh, my God, look at these prices. Jesus Christ, I should be arresting the owners for robbery. Oh, my God. Wait, special shrimp stir-fry? Hold on, scoot over. I mean, I'm gonna arrest you, but, I mean, a man's gotta eat. I'm hungry. What's in the special shrimp stir-fry? Waiter! I need a waiter! Excuse me! Can an officer get some goddamn service over here? You know, protect and serve? Wait a minute. Oh, yeah, that's right. They evacuated the building because of the bomb. The bomb! That's right, you're under arrest. Now bend over so I can check your point. All right, that's it. You're not allowed outside anymore. You're under house arrest.
House arrest? Why?
Because you won't stop talking about bombs. You already threatened a restaurant and a plane. I can't trust you.
This whole thing's a misunderstanding.
And I'm getting real tired of sticking my hand up your butt. I'm going to have to start wearing gloves because I'm getting tired of cleaning my fingernails.
Well, I was just trying to order food at the restaurant. It's called chocolate bomb cake. That's what it was called.
I mean, nose itches. Oh, God, your house stinks. Wait a minute. It's not your house. It's your ass. Ew. Oh, God.
Wait, wash your hands.
Wash your ass.
What?
Gross.
No, don't wipe it on me.
Why? It's your stink. It's your ass.
Ew, stop it. Ugh. This whole thing was a misunderstanding. What can I do to stop all this?
Well, if you could get a witness that could testify that you weren't really talking about a bomb, then I guess I could let you go.
Well, my son Jeffy, he knows this whole thing started over peanuts. He knows I wasn't talking about bombs.
Okay, well, if you can get him to tell me you weren't talking about bombs, then I'll leave you alone.
Okay, let me go get my son.
No. I can't leave you alone with him. You might threaten him to make him say that. You're going to have to bring him here.
Okay, baby, can you send Jeffy a text?
What do you want me to do?
Send a text.
Send text? Like the explosive?
What? No, I said send a text.
I heard send text.
Can you send a text message to Jeffy and tell him to come here?
Okay.
You're crazy. Like, you're going crazy.
No, I think you're crazy. So I'm going to give you a psychological test, okay? Now, how many fingers am I holding up? Not my thumb.
Not your thumb?
Yeah, how many fingers do you see?
I see four.
See four? Like the bomb? I'm going to check your blood. Oh, God. Ugh. Ew. Oh, man, would you, like, not wipe? What's going on?
I don't expect someone to give me a cavity search. I'm not prepared.
So you're just sitting like that? Doesn't it itch?
Hey, Nutty!
Well, hey, Jeffy, tell the officer
about No. Let me ask him. I don't want you, like, stringing him along or something. Okay, Jeffy, I have a few questions for you. So, like, do you guys not own toilet paper? What's going on here?
We're gonna ask about the peanuts.
The bombs, right. Okay, so, Jeffy, now, has your father ever said anything about hating planes?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
I don't like planes. I'm afraid of flying.
Now, Jeffy, do you think your father would like it if all the planes just exploded?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Well, no, I don't like planes. Like, I don't like flying.
Quiet. Now, Jeffy, does your father have a lot of gasoline somewhere?
Yeah, in his car.
Oh, really?
All cars have gas in them.
Then why don't you get a Tesla?
Well, because they're expensive.
Oh, really? All right, Jeffy, I have one more question for you. Now, is this whole thing actually just about you wanting peanuts?
Yeah, because I wanted peanuts, and I asked my dad for some, and I said if I got some peanuts, it would be the bomb.
Oh, the bomb, yes, like a good thing.
Yes, like a good thing, like oh, there's the bomb.
Oh, well, don't I feel silly?
Well, yeah, it's a big misunderstanding, so you understand it now?
Yeah, okay, yeah, no, I understand. You're free to go.
Well, I'm free to go!
Wait a minute!
Unless he's in on it, and you actually do have something up your butt that I didn't find the first three times.
No, there's nothing up my butt.
Okay, I'll make you a deal. Let me search your butt one more time, and if I don't find anything other than dingleberries, you're free to go.
No, there's nothing up my butt.
Marvin, don't you want this to be over?
Yeah, your ass is on the line.
Okay, fine. Do it one more time.
Yes. All right, I didn't find anything, so you're free to go. And I went up to the elbow this time.
Thank God it's over.
Joe, when are we leaving for Disneyland, Daddy?
We're not going to Disneyland!
Guess what, Simmons? You owe me $100.
No way, mate.
Yep, that's right. You bet me that I couldn't get the same guy to let me give him a cavity search four times in one day, and I did it. So smell it and weep.
Oh, go ahead. Take your $100 and leave. Oh.
What do you want to eat for dinner tonight?
I was thinking we could make a big old pot of green beans. Ugh. We open like 8 cans of green beans and pour it in a pot and put a little bit of salt and pepper, but mostly green beans.
Marvin, no one likes green beans.
But they're healthy for you, and Jeffy needs to eat healthy if he wants to live long.
Why don't we ask Jeffy what he wants to eat?
Because he's going to want like pizza or ice cream or something.
Ooh, pizza and ice cream sound good.
But that's unhealthy, baby. He needs to eat healthy. But I guess we can ask him. Jeffy, get in here!
What do you want, Daddy? I was about to do something.
What do you want for dinner tonight?
Oh, I want a big old bucket of cheese balls.
But you're not going to eat cheese balls for dinner, Jeffy.
Why? I like cheese balls.
They're just balls with cheese on them.
Yeah, that's what I get if I don't shower for 3 days.
That's gross, Jeffy. Look, you're not eating cheese balls. You need to eat green beans.
I hate green beans, Daddy, and you know this. I want cheese balls.
Well, you're not eating cheese balls. You take your hand off that lid. You do not take that lid off. You put that lid back on. You do not grab. You put that cheese ball back. You put that cheese ball back. Don't you put that cheese ball in your mouth?
I hate green beans.
You need green beans.
Green beans
are healthy. Cheese balls
aren't
healthy. You feel better? That makes you feel better?
Daddy, I think I lost my voice.
You lost your voice? Good. I don't have to hear your voice anymore.
No, Daddy, it really hurts.
Well, I don't care.
Marvin, we need to call a doctor. What if he hurt his throat box?
He did not hurt his throat box.
Daddy,
voice box?
Yeah, that.
Throat box? Okay, it's called a voice box, but not
we
throat box.
We need to call a doctor!
Okay, fine, we'll call a doctor.
It really hurts.
Hey there, someone call a doctor? What is going on here?
I don't know what's going on with that, but my son Jeffy, he lost his voice. He went, too hard.
But he did what?
He went, too hard.
He went, What is,
I don't know, it's a sound he makes, but he went, too hard.
Well, was he trying to poop?
Trying to poop.
Well, sometimes when I'm constipated and I try to poop, I go, to like push it out, you know?
I don't think he's trying to poop. Is that what you're trying to do? Apparently that's what he's trying to do.
Okay, so he lost his voice doing that?
Yeah, he can't talk. I try to talk, Jeffy.
No, I can't talk.
See, he's making that noise when he tries to talk.
Okay, let me get in there and take a look. All right, kid, open your mouth. What, does he not want me to help him? Or?
Jeffy, open your mouth. Don't do this. Just open your mouth.
I can't really see in there. Could you open your mouth wider? Wow, okay. He can dislocate his jaw like a snake. That's cool. Wait a minute. He doesn't have a throat, but this is a puppet.
A puppet?
Yeah, he's just a puppet. So I don't think he lost his voice. I think the guy playing the puppet lost his voice.
Wait, so Lance lost his voice?
Yeah.
Hold on. All right, Lance, what's wrong with your voice? Why does it sound like that?
I lost it when I did the really big noise.
Well, go get a cough drop or drink some water. We gotta finish the video.
I don't think we can finish the video. We're gonna have to cancel filming.
Cancel filming? We've never done that ever. We can't do that. The fans will get mad if we cancel filming.
Logan, I'll voice Jeffy.
Elena, you can't voice Jeffy. You only play like one character.
Hey, I play Brooklyn Guy's wife, too.
Oh, God, I hate you.
Okay, let me hear your Jeffy voice.
What? Ding.
Oh, God, that's awful.
I don't even know.
Hey, Poopy, just put Brooklyn Guy down and you try to voice Jeffy.
Okay, I'll try. All right, so what do you want me to do?
I
want
to hear your Jeffy voice. You might be able to play Jeffy.
Oh, God. Okay, What doing? Want to see my pencil?
That's perfect.
What?
All right, Lance, Poopy's going to play Jeffy.
You're just going to replace me like that?
Oh, you know how he gets whenever I try to play his characters? He gets all jealous.
Well, Lance, don't cry.
Jeez, this is what I'm talking about.
Let's go talk to him.
Stupid lake.
Lance, why are you throwing rocks at the lake?
I'm finished. My voice is gone from playing Jeffy. It's never coming back.
Oh my God, he's such a drama queen.
I can go to the store for tea and honey for your voice.
That doesn't work. None of your spiritual stuff works. All right, Lance, look, you've lost your voice playing Jeffy before. It'll come back.
Not like this. This time I'm done. I think I'm going to retire.
What? retire?
Oh my god, does this mean I can finally play his characters?
Logan, is he serious?
Yeah, I'm serious. Look, I can do a mean Mr. Goodman. Check it out.
Breaking news, okay?
Well, that's perfect. I like that. Let's go film.
Yeah, so I really get to play Jeffy?
Yeah, your voice sounds just like Jeffy. The fans won't tell the difference.
Awesome. I've always wanted to play him.
All right, so this is what's going to happen in the scene. So you're going to play Jeffy, and you're going to go, oh, I got my voice back. And then Brooklyn Guy, ooh, can you play Brooklyn Guy and Jeffy at the same time?
Can I play Brooklyn Guy and Jeffy at the same time? Of course I can. I'm Pooby. You see how long these arms are for some reason? I can do anything. Like Dr. Octopus over here. Except I only have the two arms, and they're not made of metal. And I'm not Alfred Molina. I'm Pooby, so I don't really know why I said all that.
Well, look, just grab Jeffy, grab Brooklyn Guy. Let's get this scene.
Okay.
Hey, Daddy, my voice came back.
Whoa, his voice came back.
His voice is back.
It's a miracle.
We're so glad your voice is back, Jeffy.
Well, I guess I did my job.
So, Jeffy, you learn not to scream like that ever again. It can hurt your voice.
I sure did, Daddy.
All right, guys, let's go eat some green beans.
I hate green beans, dagnabbit.
Oh, you. Pooby, you have to watch this scene. It was so good.
Oh, I don't have to watch it. I know it was good. Everything I do is gold.
Your Jeffy voice is just so perfect.
I know. And hey, I'm not going to lie. I've been practicing for this moment. And just between you and me, I think my Jeffy voice is better than Lance's.
It is better than Lance's.
Why does Jeffy sound country?
What are you talking about?
Yeah, I don't get it.
It doesn't sound good.
It doesn't sound good. How can it not sound good? I'm Pooby. I can imitate any character. Name a character. Jar Jar Binks, off the dome. Got it. Misa Jar Jar Binks. Killed it.
Logan, his voice for Jeffy is terrible. Jar Jar being spot on, but Jeffy is bad.
Can you do her voices too so we can fire her?
Oh, I mean, I could try.
He can't do my voices. I'm a girl.
Move aside, chump. Check this out. I'm going to do Marvin's wife or girlfriend or whatever she is now.
Oh, Marvin, we should let Jeffy do things,
Okay, well, you can't do Brooklyn Guy's wife.
That's even easier.
Boiny! Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba!
Yeah, you're fired. You're so good, Pooby. Oh, okay, can you do Chef Pee-Pee's voice?
Oh, yeah.
Junior!
Okay, I'm firing Lavelle. It's just gonna be me and you, buddy. Me and you against the world. We're gonna do all these videos. All right, let's get the next scene.
Hold on, Logan. You know what else I can do?
What? No, you can't do that.
Oh, yeah, I can do it.
Well, you can't do that.
Yep, I can hold the camera, too.
Oh, well, you can't play Marvin.
Oh, Jeffy, stop it.
No, you can't do this. You can't take everyone's characters.
Oh, I can, and I did. Now get out of here. Now we're going to change the name of the channel to Super Pooby Pooby. It's going to be SPP now.
Hey, Elena.
Don't talk to me, Logan. I don't want my job back, even if you beg me.
Well, look, Pooby just fired me.
Pooby fired you?
Yeah, turns out he can hold the camera and play my characters.
Ha!
Well, this is serious. He's going to take over the channel.
I don't think that he can play all our characters and film it all and edit it all.
I guess you're right. I don't think Pooby could do that either.
Hey, losers, check this out.
Marvin,
Jeffy, stop it. And I'm filming it. Your careers are over, chumps.
God, I never thought Pooby was such a jerk.
I know, he really is.
Well, what are we gonna do? We can't let him take over the channels. Oh, we should call the cops.
He plays the cops.
Oh, you're right, he does. Ooh, we can call Lance. Lance plays a cop. Oh, his voice is gone. What are we gonna do?
Logan, it's your house. We can just walk in.
Oh, you're right. Let's just walk in and let's take the channel back.
Okay.
Okay, where do you think he's at?
And go.
Dude, Danny, oh my green beans. Jimmy, stop it.
Man, I am killing it today.
I think he's upstairs.
Okay, let's go upstairs and try to ruin his filming.
All right, next scene. And go.
I don't want to eat green beans, Daddy. Oh, Jeffy, you gotta eat your green beans. Oh, Marvin, let him do what he wants to do.
Oh, my God. I'm controlling three characters at the same time. I even have one on my foot. I am a god.
Hey, Pooby.
What do you want, loser? Hold on, let me put my puppets down. All right, what do you want? And make it quick, because I got to finish filming this video. I have to edit it and upload it tonight.
Well, me and Elena were talking, and we decided that you can't do this.
Are you sure? Because it looks like I'm already doing it.
Well, you might be doing it, but the fans aren't going to like it. They're going to hate that you're playing every character.
Are you completely sure about that?
I'm 100% sure about that.
Huh, okay. I'll tell you what. I'm going to finish this video, and then I'm going to upload it. And if the fans hate it, then we'll just go back to the way things were. But if the fans love this video, then you and Elena have to quit forever.
That's a deal.
What? I didn't agree to this.
Look, the fans are gonna hate it. It sucks. Let's make the deal. All right, it's a deal.
All right, shake on it.
All right.
All right, I'm going to go edit. I don't know how to do that, but I'm going to figure it out. All right, I uploaded the video, and it already has 10 million views and 10 million likes.
10 million views and 10 million likes? None of our videos ever got that many likes.
How is that even possible?
Because my shit don't stink, brah. All I make is hits.
Well, let me see this video.
Okay, but get ready for your eyes to melt from all the awesomeness.
Hey, Jeffy, how was school today? Oh, it was great, Daddy. I got an F on my report card. Ooh, boy, you got an F? Oh, you're gonna get it now. You're grounded. Oh, Marvin, an F just means that he's doing fantastic. Exactly, Daddy.
Oh, cut. All right, that was great. It was perfect. Oh, I'm on fire. So what do you think?
That wasn't even good.
It was only 23 seconds long.
No. The comments say otherwise. Let's take a look here. Okay, Dylan says, best video I've ever seen. I think Poobie should play everyone from now on. Well, guess what, Dylan? I am. That's exactly what I'm doing. And Cindy says, I honestly want a whole series of this. Well, congratulations, Cindy, because I'm running the whole channel now. Louis says, absolutely perfect in every way. Sorry, Logan, but I can't go back to your videos now that I've seen what Poobie can do. Hope you understand.
Well, those are just a few comments.
Oh, yeah? Well, Optic says Poobie's an amazing director. Oh, and look, this was totally worth watching. This is a masterpiece. This is such a masterpiece. This is beautiful. What an amazing performance by Poobie. Oh, thanks, Owen. Oh, look at this. We need more videos like this. The acting is spot on. I'm shacking and crying right now. 10/10 life-changing. I changed that kid's life. And look, another 10 out of 10. Perfect video. Truly a cinematic masterpiece. Quite possibly the best piece of media I've ever seen from Super Poobie Poobs.
Oh, okay, I get it.
Yeah, that's right. You ain't got shit on Poobie, so get steppin'.
A deal's a deal.
Just like that?
We have to go. It's a deal. Well, Elena, I guess this is the end of our channel since Poobie's better than us.
I guess I'll move back to Maryland.
I mean, you always move back there. Where's that noise coming from?
It's coming from that closet!
Let's see what's inside. But Poobie?
Are you okay?
Mm-mm. Wait. If Poobie's right here, then who's that upstairs?
I don't know!
Wait, let's take the tape off his mouth.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Ow!
Wait, Poobie, what happened?
Some maniac who looks just like me tied me up and threw me in here.
Wait, let's go see who that is.
What? You're not gonna untie me first?
You did good, Lance. You did good. You made the entire crew think Poobie's an asshole. That'll teach him for playing my characters.
Oh my god!
Lance!
Oh, rats!
Well, I don't understand. Why do you have a Poobie costume?
Because I didn't want Poobie playing my characters!
What are you talking about?
Well, you remember when we were down by the lake after I lost my voice? You guys were walking back to the house, so I grabbed Poobie and I tied him up and I threw him in the closet because I didn't want him playing my characters. Then I went to the store and I got honey and tea, and that fixed my voice!
I knew it!
Yeah, and then I was like, you know what? I don't want Logan and Elena hanging out with Poobie anymore. So I dressed up like Poobie, and then I was mean to you guys to make you guys hate Poobie.
Well, then how'd you get the video with the 10 million views?
Oh, I just photoshopped it.
Hey, guys. Remember me? The one you left tied up in a closet? Oh, hey, Lance.
Dick.
Sorry, Poobie.
No, sorry, Poobie. This is a crime.
Guys, let's all just calm down, okay? We have to finish Jeffy Loses His Voice. So, Lance, play Jeffy.
What? Are you kidding me? We're not gonna do this now.
Marvin, can we please have a Star Wars movie marathon where we watch all 11 movies?
What? There's 11 Star Wars movies?
Yeah, Marvin, you have to start with Phantom Menace, Attack of the Clones, Revenge of the Sith, Solo, Rogue One, A New Hope, Empire Strikes Back, Return of the Jedi, Force Awakens, Last Jedi, Rise of Skywalker!
Okay, fine. We can try to watch all those movies, but I can't guarantee I'll stay awake during all of them.
Yes.
Stop it, Jeffy.
Yeah.
Stop it. We're trying to watch a movie.
Yeah.
Stop it.
Yeah.
Knock it off!
I wonder what's going to happen next.
I can tell you what's going to happen next. We've seen this movie like 50 times. I can tell you what's going to happen. The Darth Vader guy is like the dad or something.
Yeah.
Jeffy!
Yeah.
Stop it!
Yeah.
Stop it, Jeffy!
Yeah.
I said stop it! Don't you dare do the diaper thing. I don't want to see...
Yeah.
Stop it, Jeffy!
Turn off the movie! Yeah.
Not too loud, I can still hear
them
yelling.
That is it! You are grounded!
Why?
Because we're trying to watch a movie!
Why?
Because we want to watch it!
Why?
Because we can do that!
Why?
Stop it!
Why?
Who's at the door?
Oh, can I answer the door? No. Can Jeffy answer the door?
No, Jeffy can't answer the door. Just stay here and keep beating on your cat piano.
Hello?
Hello, sir. Is your name Marvin?
Yeah, why?
Well, my name's Mr. Goodman, and I'm the superintendent of your local school district, and I was coming by to congratulate you on the adoption of your new son, Jeffy.
Well, no. I did not adopt Jeffy. He's just staying here until we find his parents. The cops are looking for him.
But are you his legal guardian?
No, I'm not. No, he just lives here, and I watch over him until they find his parents.
So, legal guardian. And by law, since you are Jeffy's legal guardian, you're responsible that Jeffy knows every single subject on this piece of paper. And I'll be coming by tomorrow to test him on it.
Well, what if I refuse to teach him all that stuff?
Well, if you refuse to teach him all this stuff, and he fails the exam, then you go to jail.
Well, go to jail? I don't want to have to do all that!
Well, tough. Here, I'll be back tomorrow.
What's that for, Marvin?
I want you to shoot me in the head.
What? Why?
Because this guy showed up at the door and said I have to homeschool Jeffy or I'm going to go to jail. And he says we have to teach him all this stuff. His ABCs, count to 10, math, English, art, color, and at least one sport.
Well, what's so hard about that?
Meow. Oh, just shoot me in the head. It'd be easier.
Marvin, it'll be fine. Let's start with the ABCs.
Jeffy, you ready to learn your ABCs?
I love animals. My favorite animal is a carrot.
Oh, just shoot me in the head, please.
Marvin, it'll be fine. Come on, Jeffy, let's learn your ABCs. All right, Jeffy, are you ready to learn your ABCs?
ABCs?
Yes, Jeffy, you have to learn your ABCs by tomorrow or Daddy goes to jail.
Why?
Because God hates me.
Mm. All right, Jeffy, A is for apple.
Apple?
Very good, Jeffy, A is for apple.
B. Jeffy, are you okay?
There's a scary bear on the car.
Jeffy, it's not a real bear. It's on the car. Put it away.
Okay. C is for cupcake.
Cupcake?
Very good, Jeffy. C is for cupcake. This might be easy.
D.
It's a dog, Jeffy. Dogs aren't scared. Put it away. That's an elephant. What? A fish. What? That's a goose. A horse. Come on. No more cards. Just get the whiteboard and just write out the alphabet. Maybe that won't scare them.
Okay.
You're being ridiculous, Jeffy. All right, Jeffy, you're going to learn your ABCs using this whiteboard instead of the animal cards.
Why not the animal cards?
No, you did it. You screamed every time you saw an animal. All right, baby, you can teach them.
Okay, Jeffy, repeat after me. A.
A.
B.
B.
C.
C.
D.
D.
E.
E.
Oh, okay, that's good. That's going to take forever. How about we sing the ABC song? Hey, Jeffy, you want to learn a song?
I like songs.
Okay, listen to this ABC song that'll teach you the ABCs. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X,
Y.
Yes, Y. And Z. See, now you know your ABCs, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, wait. Can you say your ABCs on your own?
Yeah, I can say them.
Okay, baby, get rid of the board. I don't want them cheating. Okay, Jeffy, say your ABCs.
Okay. G, Y, X, W, V, U, T, S, R, Q, P, O, N, M, L, K, J, I, H, G, F, E, D, C, B, A.
Jeffy, you just said your ABCs backwards. That's incredible. That's more impressive than saying your ABCs normally. How did you do that? Oh, wait. I'm going to count that as he knows his ABCs because that's really impressive to say them backwards. So, now we have to teach him how to count to 10. That's easy. Go get the cue cards for the 1 to 10.
Okay.
Now, Jeffy, you're going to learn to count.
All right, Jeffy, are you ready to learn your numbers?
Numbers?
Yes, Jeffy. All you have to do is learn how to count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. See how easy that was?
1!
Look, just read the card.
Try this one, Jeffy.
Train I 1.
What? No, Jeffy, that's not the letter I. That's the number 1. Look, there's one train. That's the number 1. And that's the number 1 spelled out. Try again.
Train 1, 1.
Yes, Jeffy, but you don't have to say everything on the card. You can just say the number.
Try this one, Jeffy.
Truck, 2, 2.
You could have just said 2. You don't have to say everything else. Just say the number.
Duck, goose, 3, 3.
Just say the number, Jeffy.
Flog, 4, 4.
He's doing so well, Marvin.
But he doesn't have to say literally what's on the card. He just has to say the number.
I know, but he's doing really well. Here, Jeffy, try this one.
Meow.
5-5.
Good job, Jeffy!
No more cat piano, but put that away. You have to pay attention.
Aww.
All right, Jeffy, try this one next.
Flower, 6-6.
Jeffy, just say the number.
Balloon, 7-7.
Jeffy, you don't have to read everything. Just the number, please.
Crayon, 8-8.
Jeffy, just the number.
Ooh, try this one.
Jesus
Christ. Cupcake, 9-9.
Last one.
Tractor, 10-10.
All right, we're done. No more.
Marvin, I think you can do one more.
No.
Yeah, I want to know.
No, we're done.
Okay, one more. Here you go.
Bunny rabbit. Strawberry.
You don't have to do that.
Strawberry. 50-50.
Okay, we're done? Was that the last one?
Yeah, I think it was, Marvin.
No more hell? Oh, okay. All right, Jeffy. Now that you learned to count to 50, count to 10.
A, B, C, D, E, F.
That's your alphabet! Okay, look. I know somewhere in that stupid head you know how to count to 10. The lights are on, no one's home, but the security cameras at least picked up some of it. Okay, look. So let's move on to the next thing. Okay, let's move on to math and English. He doesn't need to learn English because he already speaks English every day. So we just have to go on to math.
Math?
Yes, math. Let's go learn some math.
Well, yeah.
All right, Jeffy, now it's time to learn math. And we're going to start with addition. And I know math is really hard. It's going to be really tricky. But I promise if you just pay attention, you'll get it. All right, baby, get the first card.
Okay, Jeffy, here you go.
All right, Jeffy, what is 2 plus 2?
74.
What? How'd you get 74?
I pulled it out of my ass.
Jeffy, where did you hear such language?
Daddy taught me.
Marvin!
Oh, don't say Marvin like I'm his dad. I didn't teach him that. Look, Jeffy, I really need you to try. What is 2 plus 2?
Baby 2.
What do you mean, baby 2?
Well, you got a mommy 2 and a daddy 2, and they love each other very much, and they had a baby 2.
I would understand if you thought those 2 twos had a baby, it would be 2. But numbers don't have genders, Jeffy, so they can't have babies. So look, 2 plus 2 equals 4.
How does it equal 4? The 4 looks nothing like the 2. Unless the 2 twos adopted a 4, or this 2 is cheating on this 2 with a 4, then maybe that would be 3.
Jeffy, look, numbers cannot cheat on each other. Numbers can't get married. Numbers can't have babies. The answer is 4. 2 plus 2 is 4. Let's move on to a different card. Get a different one.
Here you go.
All right, Jeffy, what is 0 plus 0?
2.
What? How is it 2?
Because they don't love each other on that card.
Jeffy, no. Listen. Why is 2 plus 2 baby 2, but 0 plus 0 isn't baby 0? Because actually, in this weird world that you live in, if 0 plus 0 equaled baby 0, that would actually be the right answer, because 0 plus 0 is 0.
Dang, I'm so confused, because you're telling me 0 plus 0 equals 0, but 2 plus 2 doesn't equal baby 2? I don't understand.
Okay, 0 plus 0 equals 0, but 2 plus 2 equals 4.
Daddy, I am so confused! I guess next you're going to tell me that 8 plus 8 equals 16 or something.
That's right, it does equal 16.
Daddy, you're talking crazy! I don't understand any of this!
Oh, okay, how about this? Okay, just explain this to me. How come 2 plus 2 equals baby 2, but 0 plus 0 equals 2?
Because they love each other on this card, but they don't love each other on that card.
How can you tell the zeros don't love each other?
Because there's not a heart on that card.
There's no heart on this card!
Well, dang, if you take this 2 and flip it around and put it next to this 2, it'll be a heart with a line underneath it.
He's a genius. He's actually making sense. He's a genius. All right, we're done with addition. Let's move on to subtraction. Maybe you're better with taking things away. All right, Jeffy, now we're going to learn subtraction. Subtraction is when you take things away, like how you're taking years off my life with all this stress.
Okay.
All right, baby, get the first card.
All right, Jeffy, here it is.
All right, Jeffy, what is 8 minus 4?
8.
What? How is it 8?
Well, because you have an 8 up here, and then you take away your 4, so the 8's left, so the answer is 8.
Oh, I see the confusion. Yeah, I understand how that makes sense, that if you take away the 4, it'd be 8. But no, the answer's 4.
How is it 4? The 4's already taken off the card right there, so all that's left is the 8.
Well, no, Jeffy, because look, 2 4's make an 8.
We're not talking about 2 4's. We already have 1 4 right here, and it's already subtracted. So the answer's 8.
He has a point, Marvin.
I understand he has a point, but 8 minus 4 is 4 because it takes 2 4s to make an 8. You remove one of the 4s, it's 8.
Stop bringing up 2 4s. It's bad enough we got 1 right here, and now one's already taken off. So stop bringing up the 4. The 4's gone, so 8 is left.
The answer is 4. 8 minus 4 is 4. It's not 8.
You have a 4 right here. You take the 4 off the card. So what's left?
8.
Exactly. Am I wrong?
Yes.
How?
Because 8 minus 4 is 4.
No, it's not. The 4 is gone. You don't have another 4 to add to it. Stop bringing up the 4. You have a 4. It's gone. You subtract the 4. It's gone. 8 is left.
Yes, 8 is left, but no, it's 4, Jimmy. 8 minus 4 is 4.
Screw this helmet, screw this pencil, screw this diaper, screw Einstein, and screw Newton. The answer is 8. Okay. You take the 4 off the card, and the answer's 8.
Okay, Jimmy, fine. The answer's 8. 8 minus 4 is 8. You got your way. You're right. The science is wrong. All the scientists are wrong. All those people are wrong. For years and years and years, everyone's been wrong. 8 minus 4 is 8, okay? That is the official answer, okay?
Yep.
All right, let's move on. He knows math. He's a genius at math. He's a math genius. So let's move on to art or something.
Marvin, we need to go over English with him.
We don't have to go over English. You just heard him yell at us in perfect English, right?
Marvin, we're working on English next.
All right, Jeffy, now you're going to learn English. And I know you already know how to speak English because you've been yelling at me all day in English. But now you're going to learn phonics, how to pronounce your words better. All right, bring me the card.
All right, Jeffy, say frog.
Flog.
No, see, Jeffy, you're saying it wrong. You're saying flog. You gotta say frog.
Flog.
No, there's no W. You're saying flog. You gotta say frog. Frog.
Fawaga. Fawaga.
No, that's not how you say it. You say frog.
But you know what I'm saying. Fawaga.
Frog. You say frog. Frog.
Fawaga.
There's no W. You're saying fawaga.
If you know what I'm saying, why make me change it? Draw me a picture of what I'm saying. Fawaga.
Frog. Okay, let's try another one. Okay, whatever. Get another one.
All right, say giraffe.
Giraffe.
No, it's not giraffe. It's giraffe.
Giraffe.
There's no D. Where's the D? Show me the D.
That's what she said.
Where's the D? It's giraffe.
Giraffe.
No, it's giraffe.
Giraffe.
Stop saying giraffe. It's giraffe.
That's how I say it. Giraffe.
Okay, fine. Whatever. Just put it down. You know you got that one. Whatever.
Ooh, you'll like this one, Jeffy.
Why?
No, it's yo-yo.
Why?
No. Don't read the top. Read the bottom. Yo-yo.
Why?
No, Jeffy. Say yo-yo.
Why?
No, act like a cool gangster. Yo-yo.
Why?
Marvin, don't teach him that.
Oh, okay, you know what? Fine. You know, you already know English. I told you he already knows English. He's a genius. Let's move on to the next thing. Here we go. We got art and coloring. He loves to color. He loves art.
He's good at that.
Yeah. Let's go color with some crayons.
Uh-oh. Look what we got here. We got the next Picasso.
Look at him go.
A car and a bug.
Yes, you did. And what's that?
Did you stay inside the lines?
Yay, Jeffy!
Yay, Jeffy did a good boy.
Yeah, Jeffy did a good boy, so we can knock off coloring off that. So all we have to do is teach him at least one sport. That's it.
What about baseball?
No. Baseball is too dangerous. How about T-ball? T-ball's really easy and no one will get hurt.
I like T-ball.
I know you will. You're going to love T-ball. Let's go learn T-ball. All right, Jeffy, this is T-ball. It's literally the easiest sport in the world. Anybody can play it. See, unlike baseball, where someone throws the ball at you really fast, this ball is just sitting on a tee, and no one's moving it. So all you have to do is hit this ball with your bat.
T-ball?
Yeah, just hit this ball with that bat. Go.
Close, Jeffy.
Jeffy, get him a bigger bat.
Okay.
I think if you have a bigger bat, it might be easier for you to hit the ball.
Here you go, Jeffy. Ugh. Careful there, slugger.
That's a big bat. Now try to hit the ball. No, you gotta hit the ball, Jeffy. What? Oh, you hit it the wrong way. You gotta hit that way. All right, Jeffy, hit the ball.
Oh, Marvin, I'm so sorry. Has the swelling gone down at all?
The doctor said my brain might hemorrhage. You know what? That would be just fine. I'll get it. No, let's let the injured guy go answer the door. The guy, you know, who got hit in the face with a baseball bat.
Hello?
Hey, Marvin, what the hell happened to you?
T-ball.
I didn't know T-ball was a contact sport.
It's not.
Huh. Well, anyway, I'm here to administer...
Jeffy, knock it off!
Good boy!
Anyway, I'm here to administer Jeffy's exam.
Well, he's gonna fail it anyway, so come inside. Well, baby, these are the last few minutes we get to spend together before I go to jail.
Do you think he's gonna pass, Marvin?
No, I don't. I don't think he's gonna pass at all. I don't think there's any chance he's gonna pass.
He looks like he's concentrating over there.
Oh, he's concentrating. Well, in that case...
Marvin, stop it!
Nope, he did this while we were watching the movie.
Marvin, you know better than that!
Nope, he does this all the time.
Marvin, stop it!
Okay, fine. He just does that all the time.
Marvin?
Yes?
Your son has finished testing now.
Oh, man. Can you give me a few minutes to say goodbye to my girlfriend? I know I'm going to jail.
Well, I would like to say that your son passed with flying colors.
He did?
I would like to say that. But unfortunately, over 90% of his exam was wrong.
Oh, no.
I'm going to jail.
Would you mind explaining this to me?
Oh, not this again.
Yeah, 8 minus 4. What is it, Marvin?
It's 4.
No, it's not. It's 8. You see, because you have an 8 up here, minus the 4. You take the 4 off the paper. What is it?
8?
8. 8 is left. So look, Jeffy taught me this earlier. 8 minus whatever number you have down here is always 8. So if you're subtracting something from the bigger number up top, it's always going to be that bigger number down below. And we're going to give him an honorary Harvard degree.
Well,
this son is a genius.
A Harvard degree over that?
Absolutely. And we're going to be calling it Jeffy's Law of Subtraction.
What, that doesn't make any sense. 8 minus 4 is 4.
No, it's not. You have 8 up here. Take the 4 off the paper, what's left?
8.
8, exactly. And it's just like that with any other equation.
But earlier it was 8 minus 4 was 4.
I don't care what it was earlier, now it's 8 minus 4 equals 8. You take the 4 off the paper, always. You always take the number that you're subtracting off the paper and it's going to be the bigger number.
That doesn't make any sense. Stupid.
I don't care if it's stupid or not. We're calling it Jeffy's Law of Subtraction, and we're giving your son, your genius son, a honorary Harvard degree.
Can you do me a favor? Can you shoot me in the head with this gun?
Sure.
Stepping dog poop?
Ew, no, Jeffy. Why would you want to do that?
Because I like the sound it makes when I step on it.
No, Jeffy, you can't go outside and step in dog poop.
That's gross, Jeffy.
Well, I'm going to do it anyway.
Well, if you're going to do it anyway, can you at least put shoes on?
Ew, Marvin!
But, Danny, I can't find my shoes.
What do you mean you can't find your shoes?
Well, they ran away.
How'd your shoes run away?
I don't know, but they did it, Danny.
Jeffy, shoes can't run away unless you're the one in the shoes running.
Well, I just can't find them, Danny.
Did you look everywhere?
Well, I looked everywhere that I thought that they could be.
And where's that?
On my feet.
They're not. If they were on your feet, they wouldn't be lost, Jeffy. Look, I'm going to help you find your shoes.
Aren't I?
Jeffy, I found your shoes!
No way! I looked everywhere!
Booger, why are you chewing my shoes? Bad booger, bad! Now we have to get your new shoes, Jeffy.
Well, Danny, I can step in dog poop without shoes.
No, Jeffy, we'll get your new shoes and you're not stepping in dog poop in them.
Did you find Jeffy's shoes, Marvin?
Yes, I did, but his pet dinosaur Booger ate them.
Oh, no!
So now we have to get Jeffy new shoes, and they're going to be so expensive.
Well, I could go to the thrift store and buy him a used pair of shoes.
Yeah, just do that.
Can you give me the Poop Stompers 3000?
No, Jeffy, you're not going to stop and poop in your new shoes.
Okay, I'll be right back. Marvin, I'm back.
Oh, my God, those shoes are cool.
Mommy, those shoes are the tits.
How much do those cost?
They were only $20, Marvin, and the owner of the store said Michael Jordan used to wear these when he was a kid.
Michael Jordan?
Yeah!
Well, they're about to belong to Scotty Pooping after he gets unstuck in a dog poop with him.
Or Shaquille O'Neal.
Or Fecal Jordan.
Jeffy, put these shoes on.
Daddy, look. These shoes fit perfectly.
Well, you better take care of them, Jeffy.
Oh, don't worry, Daddy. I'm only going to step in the finest dog turds with these babies.
You better not, Jeffy.
Yeah, Jeffy, actually take care of these shoes. Look, I bet your friends are jealous. Go show your friends.
Oh, you're right, Daddy. I bet you they don't have dog turd stompers like these babies. I'll be right back.
Oh, I mean it again!
When do we get a turn?
We're playing Make It Take It, so whenever I miss it, that's when you get a turn. But I don't miss.
We're going to be here all night.
See?
He keeps making it.
Oh.
He just keeps making it.
See, watch this. Do it again. Oh, God.
Oh, finally he missed. We get a turn.
Yeah, okay, finally. Now it's my turn.
Hey, guys, can I play?
No, we haven't even had our turn yet.
Cody, just let Jeffy have a turn. He probably sucks at basketball. He's going to miss this shot anyway.
Okay.
Whoa, he made it. Oh, you know what? New rules. Everybody has to shoot from way back there because we're shooting from way too close.
Okay.
From right here?
Yeah, from right there. He's totally gonna miss this.
Yeah.
What? You made it from there?
Heck yeah!
Well, you have to make it from the balcony now. How about that?
Okay.
Yeah, he's gonna miss that.
Yeah.
All right, Jeffy, try to make it from up here.
Dude, I can't even make it from up here.
I know, I'm trying to get Jeffy to lose his turn.
All right, watch this. Yeah. Heck yeah!
How'd you keep making it? I know a shot that you definitely can't make. Come on. All right, Jeffy, for this next shot, you have to shoot the ball over the balcony and make it to the goal.
Jimmy, that's impossible.
And you have to do it over your head.
That's even more impossible.
Just go sit by the goal and see if he makes it. All right, Jeffy, shoot the shot.
All right. Yeah.
Whoa, he made it.
Dude, he just doesn't miss.
What, he made that?
Yeah, he did.
Oh, when's he ever going to miss?
I don't know.
Did I make it?
Yeah, Jeffy, how are you so good at basketball?
I don't know. It must be the new shoes I got from Michael Jordan.
What? Michael Jordan used to have those shoes?
No way, dude.
Oh, this is like that movie, Like Mike.
What?
What?
Well, you know, that movie where the kid gets Michael Jordan's shoes and they make him good at basketball.
That never happened.
Wait, that's a thing?
Yeah.
Wait, so you're saying that Jeffy's only good at basketball because he has Michael Jordan's old shoes?
I mean, maybe.
Wait, so you're saying as long as he's wearing those shoes, he's never going to miss?
I guess.
Jeffy, let's try it. All right, Jeffy, try to make a shot.
All right.
All right, now take the shoes off.
All right.
Try to make another shot. He missed!
It's the shoes!
It's the shoes! Oh, my God. So if Jeffy's wearing those shoes, he could be in the NBA. He'll never miss. He'll win, like, 25 championships. Oh, my God, that's awesome! Who could that be? Hello?
Hey, man.
What are you doing here?
Hey, do you have any eggs?
Eggs?
Yeah, my wife wants to make scrambled eggs, but we don't have any eggs.
Why didn't you go to the store?
Well, because that costs money, and I figured I could get them for free from you. I mean, you're not going to say no, right? I came all this way.
They're in the fridge.
Thanks, bud. Ooh, I'm going to get a drink while I'm here, too. Ooh, and maybe some chips. I mean, he already said yes to the eggs. He's not going to say no to that.
Dude, he just doesn't miss!
What? What's that all about?
Come on, Jeffy, make it again.
Yeah, come on.
Guys, I've already made it like 300 times.
I know, just do it one more time.
Please.
What's going on in here?
This kid can't miss when he shoots the basketball.
What?
Yeah, he just can't miss a shot. He's been making them all night.
No way, show me.
Yeah, try the shot, Jeffy.
All right. Yeah.
What? See, he just doesn't miss.
Wow, kid, you should go pro.
Well, he's really young. He can't go pro yet.
Huh, yeah, you're right. But he's not too young for me to use him to hustle some people down at the gym. Oh. Hey, kid, come with me to the gym. I think you guys are good enough to beat the national champs.
Wait, really?
Yeah, come on.
There they are. They're legit. Best.
Oh my God, they're really good.
Yeah, there's a reason they won the championship.
You think we can beat them?
Not you, your friend. But a basketball team needs five people, so also you.
Okay.
I'm gonna go see if they'll accept the challenge.
That's what's on my trunk! That's what's on my...
Excuse me, sir.
Hey, what do you want?
I'd like to make a little wager.
A wager?
Yeah, I'd bet this kid and his friends could beat you and your team in a game of basketball.
You know we're the champions, right?
Well, yes, sir, I do know that, which is why I'd be willing to bet $50,000 that this kid could beat you in basketball.
$50,000? Oh, are you serious here?
Oh, I'm serious.
You don't have $50,000.
Shut up. Hey, so we have a deal?
Hold on, let me see. Hey, y'all think we could beat these little kids in a basketball game?
Right?
Yeah, you got a challenge.
All right, I'll get the rest of the kids.
Hey, and if we win, you never get to touch a basketball another day in your life. You got that?
I don't know how you'd ever enforce that, but okay.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Hey, kids, you ready to make me $50,000?
What?
He thinks we can beat a professional basketball team.
But we can't beat a professional basketball team.
Well, not on your own, but Jeffy can. He never misses.
Yeah, guys, I think we can do it.
All right, come on.
All right, what scrums are we going up against?
They're right there.
Check out the half-court shot.
Almost!
Okay,
almost!
You
almost made that! Y'all saw that, right?
Yeah,
almost!
It's
the effort that counts!
But that was pretty good.
Yeah.
We're going up against them?
I think so, dude.
Don't worry, your friend here can't miss. Isn't that right, Jeffy?
Right. I don't miss anything. I just keep making buckets.
Okay, let's do this.
Hey!
I didn't think you'd actually show up.
What, do you think I'd make a $50,000 bet involving children and not show up? No, we're here and we're ready to play. Where's your team?
Oh, my team's here. Hey, guys, and one girl. Come here.
Yeah, my team's here.
And we got another guy in the bathroom.
But we here.
All right, let's play then.
Well, let's play then.
Okay, let's play.
Be prepared to never touch another one of these ever again in your life.
Well, that's not really much of a change for me, but all right, yeah.
Yeah, come on.
Ow. All right, you guys ready for tip-off?
Oh, yeah, I'm ready.
Hey, yo, look, he's wearing a diaper. We're playing against a baby.
It's going to be easy.
Jeffy, don't let him get in your head. All right, you ready?
Oh, yeah, I'm ready.
Yeah, I'm ready.
What do I do?
Pass it to Jeffy!
Yeah! He made that? Oh no. Come on, guys! Oh, it's on now!
Oh my god, you see the three-pointer? Way to go, Jeffy!
Good shot, Jeffy!
On you!
Whoa! Yes, sir! What? It's on me, baby!
Damn it! Come on, guys, step it up!
Oh, dude, I love basketball!
Pass it to Jeffy!
No, dude, I got this!
Pass it to Jeffy!
Oh, dude, I'm gonna make it! Watch this! Oh, dude!
Are you supposed to pass it to Jeffy?
Dude, I just ate popcorn!
Oh, yeah!
That's what happens when you don't give the ball to Jeffy.
Well, I'm sorry, dude.
Pass the ball to Jeffy.
God.
Jeffy.
Where are you going, Jeffy? Where are you going?
I'm going this way.
We losing. We don't lose.
Oh, my God. Another 3 points. We are killing it.
You ain't got this. You ain't got this.
Oh, here you go, Tron.
Get out of my house. This is my house.
Tighten up, Tron! Come on!
Yeah, I don't know what to do!
Pass the ball to Jeffy!
Yeah, but he's so far away, though!
Well, yeah!
You got the ball stolen away from a girl?
Yeah! A girl did that!
That happened because of you.
I'm sorry.
Okay, 6-6. A tied game. Come on, we got this.
Where you going? Where you going? You ain't making another shot today.
Junior, alley-oop.
Okay.
Y'all see me dunk ya?
Yeah, that was crazy.
Yes, the shoes.
Yes, those shoes.
Shoes.
You can't cover me.
Woo.
He took my shoes!
How do I keep getting the ball?
Just pass the ball to Jeffy.
Hey, Jeffy.
No!
No, you take it.
No, I don't have my shoes.
He doesn't have his shoes. Time out!
Hey, you can't call time out.
Time out!
What's going on? Why'd you guys call time out? One more shot and we win.
Someone took my shoes.
Yeah, someone took his shoes.
What? Okay, I don't even have legs. Who cares? Why do you need shoes?
There's something we didn't tell you.
What?
The shoes he had on, they used to belong to Michael Jordan. They were magical shoes, and it made him where he wouldn't miss a single shot.
What? Oh, I don't have time for this shit. Oh, you gotta be kidding me. Okay, where's the shoes?
Number one took them, and number 11's eating them.
Yeah. Eat that. You deserve it. You earned it.
What? Okay. Forget about the shoes. Okay, you never needed the shoes.
Actually, we did.
Yeah, they made them where he didn't miss a shot.
Okay, well, we're just gonna have to do without them, okay? Because you can do this, okay? I know you can do this. I believe in you. Just look deep within yourself, okay? Because if we lose this, I'm gonna go bankrupt, and I will never be able to touch a basketball ever again. Although I'm a lot less worried about that one. So get back out there and just get one more shot. That's all we need.
Okay, let's do it.
Come on, let's play. One more shot wins the game. Oh, what's the matter? You can't make a shot without your magical shoes?
Actually, I cannot. Cody, here.
Cody, shoot it.
Why are you talking like that?
I don't know. Just shoot it.
Okay. I made it! We won!
We won!
Yeah.
We won!
We lost!
Oh my god! We actually did it! Cody, you made the shot! You won that! You didn't need shoes! You did it!
Oh my god!
Woo!
Oh my god! They did it! Those kids won! They actually pulled it off! I could kiss you! I'm gonna kiss you! I'm gonna end up on some kind of list, but I'm still gonna kiss you!
Do it again.
Cody, we won! Let's go celebrate!
I gotta admit, those kids, pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, that one kid probably just got lucky, but still, yeah, we won, so where's my money?
Yeah, deal's the deal. You'll get your money.
All right, awesome!
Hey,
Danny?
Jeffy, what happened to your new shoes?
Somebody ate them.
No one ate them, Jeffy! Stop lying!
Danny, you have no idea the truth behind what I just said.
Hey, Marv.
Brooklyn guy.
It's $50,000 guy now.
$50,000? How'd you get all this money?
Well, because your son helped me win a $50,000 bet.
But I scored all the points!
No, you didn't score the game-winning shot. But I still want to thank you by giving you some of this money.
We're gonna get some of that money?
Well, I mean, I'm gonna give it to your dad, because that seems more responsible.
Okay, how much are we getting?
You are gonna get $100.
$100?
Yeah, you can buy your kid some new shoes.
Hey, Dad, can we get the Poop Stompers 3000s?
Yeah, let's go.
Wait.
Can't really pick it up.
I got you.
Wait, no, give it. I need it.
Oh, sorry. Oh, my money, I just...
All right, Krauss, today we're going to be doing woodshop. So with the very dangerous and high-powered tools on your desk, you're going to be making a wooden sculpture.
Oh, man, this hammer's so cool.
Whoa, isn't this kind of dangerous?
Awesome!
Hey, Cody,
tag her in.
Joseph, get away from me. You're going to poke my eye out with that thing.
Dude, it's what I'm trying to do.
You know what? Oh, you're right. Stop it.
Teacher, what are we supposed to make?
Anything you want. See, I made a birdhouse. So get started, Krauss.
Okay, teacher. But Joseph, put Cody down.
But Cody, that's fine.
Put him down.
All right, dude.
Oh, God, I'm gonna throw up.
Cody, are you okay?
Aw, dude, stop being a baby. I gave you a roller coaster ride.
Yeah.
Cody, what are you gonna make out of wood?
I don't know. Probably a unicorn.
Gay.
Well, what are you gonna make?
Ooh, a shark.
Straight.
I know.
What about you, Junior? What are you making?
I think I'm gonna make a dinosaur.
Dope.
Why did I only get tape and scissors?
Because you're a girl. You can't be trusted with high-powered machinery. Us men can handle this, not you.
Whatever. I'll still make something better than you.
Hey, idiot. What are you gonna make?
I'm not really sure you should be calling me names today.
Whatever, idiot.
Don't do it, Jeffy. Don't do it.
Teacher, can I see the nurse?
Is that an axe in your head?
Yeah.
Krauss, make sure you be careful with the tools. You only have 15 minutes. All right, Krauss, stop working. Your 15 minutes is up. I'm now going to come around to Krauss and see what you made.
Hey, Cody, check out my dinosaur.
Sick dino, Junior.
Not cooler than my shark, though.
Hey, Penelope, what'd you make?
I made a house.
What a lame house. You didn't even put a door.
I didn't have enough time, Junior.
Hey, everybody, look at Penelope's lame house. She didn't put a door. That means any guy can come and go whenever they want, like between her mom's legs.
Shut up, Junior.
Your mama hoe. Your mama hoe.
All right, Penelope, what did you make?
I made a house.
Okay, where's your door?
Oh, I didn't have enough time.
Okay, B minus. All right, Junior, what did you make?
I made a dinosaur.
Great, where's his eyes?
It's a blind dinosaur.
B minus. All right, Joseph, what did you make?
Oh, I made a shark.
Okay, where's his body? B minus. All right, Cody, what did you make?
I made a unicorn head.
Oh, yay, finally someone who made exactly what they said. A plus.
What? That's not fair.
All right, Jeffy, what did you make?
I made a machine gun.
Oh, Jesus Christ, Crap! He finally doing it. Everyone under the desk like we practiced. Someone call the cops.
He's gonna do it! It's always the weird kid!
I thought Cody was gonna do it!
Thanks, Junior.
Get out of the desk, Cody! Get out of the desk!
All right, kids, I'm here. Stay calm. It's safe now. Just everybody stay under their desks.
What's going on?
Hey there, crazy. Just calm down. Don't do anything stupid.
I don't know what you're talking about.
It's okay. Just hand me the weapon.
It's made out of wood.
All right, I'll be the judge of that. I know a gun when I see it. All right, everybody, I got the gun. Just run! Run for your lives!
Wait a minute. This actually is made out of wood.
Man, kid, you're in big trouble for getting my hopes up like that. I thought I was going to be a hero today. But still, you're still in big trouble because you could get expelled for pulling stuff like this. You're lucky I don't arrest you.
I'm sorry.
What's wrong, Marvin?
I have this weird feeling that Jeffy did something bad at school today.
Oh, Marvin, you worry too much. Just sit back, relax, we'll watch TV.
Okay.
Breaking news, MK. This student made a weapon during his shop class and sparked panic across the entire school. Cops are on the scene now, dealing with the situation. More on the story as it develops.
Oh my God!
I told you I had a feeling Jeffy was gonna do something bad.
Hey,
already done it, guess what? So I was doing my project in school, and the teacher said I was doing such a good job that I got to come home early, and now I never have to go back.
Jeffy, what did you do?
Your son did the worst thing imaginable.
What did he do?
Well, on the car ride over here, I was drinking Hawaiian Punch, and he asked me if he could have a sip, and I said, no, you have little kid germs. And he said, don't worry, you'll waterfall it. So he goes to drink it, and he spills it all over my car. It gets on the seats, it gets in the cup holders, it gets on the floorboards, big sticky mess. I am not happy.
No, I meant what happened at school.
Oh, that. Yeah, that wasn't as bad. Yeah, he just made a gun out of wood, and everybody thought it was real, so they got scared.
What? Hawaiian Punch?
What? But baby, we're past that part.
No, I know, but it's just so red and sticky.
Yeah, I know. Believe me, I have to clean it up. I'm pretty pissed.
No. The more important thing is let's talk about Jeffy at school. What's going to happen?
Oh, he's getting expelled.
Expelled?
What? Well, yeah, but the school said they'll let him go back to school if he completes a one-day juvenile detention class school thing that I teach.
Okay, when is the class?
Oh, it's tonight. And if he fails, he's going to go to jail.
Well, go to jail? So he has to pass it?
He has to pass it to go back to school. And 99% of the people who take my class fail.
Well, doesn't that mean you're just a bad teacher?
No, it means they're bad people. It's not my fault.
Okay, so Jeffy's gonna go to the class tonight, and he's gonna pass. Right, Jeffy?
Yep.
All right, I'm gonna go clean out my car.
Okay. Jeffy, why did you do that?
It's not my fault I spilled the Hawaiian Punch. He went over a speed bump.
Well, no, not that. Why did you do the thing at school?
Well, because the teacher said that I could make whatever I wanted out of wood, so I made a wooden gun, and it doesn't shoot shit.
Oh, Jeffy, language. Okay, look, let's just all calm down. Jeffy, you're going to go to the class tonight, and you're going to pass it, okay?
Aye, aye, Captain.
Hey, do you guys have napkins? Like a whole bunch of napkins?
Yeah, in the kitchen.
Oh, okay, I'm going to need a lot of napkins, though.
Oh, okay, go to the kitchen. Oh my god, why is this my life?
Mm-mm-mm, this looks so yummy!
Hey, can I have some of these paper towels?
Yeah, sure!
Thanks.
Hey, what are you doing? Hey, what are you doing?
I'm getting paper towels. You said I could.
Why so many?
Look, man, my car is covered in Hawaiian Punch. I need this many paper towels.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
Hey, look over there.
What?
Wait, hey, stop it!
Hey, you can't stop me.
My paper towels! God, he was so annoying.
Who's that?
Wait, what do you want?
Hey, I'm gonna need a lot more paper towels than this. Can I have the rest?
No!
Hey, kid. What color's your blood?
Ah, what happened to your eyes?
I tattooed my eyeballs with my pencil. All I see is darkness. You want to try?
No.
Suit yourself.
I want to start a fire.
I don't regret the people I killed.
Give me your eyelids.
No.
I said give me your eyelids.
Go away.
All right. Settle down, you freaks. Welcome to Be Good School, where I teach you how to be good. Alright, you are all menaces to society. The world would honestly be a better place if you did not exist. So I'm gonna try to fix you. Now there are three main rules on how to be good. The first rule is manners. Now that includes things like saying please and thank you. And according to my wife, not pissing on the toilet seat. But I do it anyway. It's not my fault you have to pee sitting down, just pee standing up like a man. Anyway, who wants to give me an example of manners?
Can I please start a fire?
Well, no, you can't start a fire, but you did say please, and I like that. That's one step in the right direction, and then five steps in the wrong direction because you asked to commit arson. Okay, look, I'll give you a real-life example of manners, okay? Let's say you're at a restaurant, and you order some chicken strips and a side of ranch. And so the waiter comes, and he brings the chicken strips, but he forgets the ranch. And you say, excuse me, I think you've forgotten my ranch. And he says, oh, right, I'll be right on that. And then I don't see him for 15 minutes. And then he comes back and he says, can I get you anything? And I say, well, I really would like my ranch. And then he says, oh, right, of course, the ranch. And then he disappears for 30 goddamn minutes and then has the balls to come back and say, hey, can I get you the check? And I say, what you can get me is my fucking ranch. And he says, well, you can't talk to me that way. And I say, I can talk to you any way I want. Let me see your manager. And then he says, I am the manager. And I say, well, that's funny because your name tag says waiter, so go get me the manager. So then the manager comes over and says, is there anything wrong here? And I say, yeah, look at my dry chicken strips. I want some ranch. You're going to cop me this entire meal for free, or I'm going to put one of my ball hairs in the food and say that you did it, and I'm going to get this entire restaurant shut down. And then the manager says, oh, I'm so sorry, sir. I'm going to comp you your entire meal. All your food is free today. And then I say, thank you. See? That's manners. I said thank you. So did anybody learn anything?
I learned not to forget your ranch.
Yes, yes, you don't forget the ranch. That's exactly right. I mean, chicken strips without ranch, it's like a car without tires. What are you even going to do with it? Yes, exactly. You're going to make an excellent waiter someday if Applebee's ever starts hiring felons. Okay, now the second one is helping people. You got to help people. It's just the nice thing to do, okay? Now I'll give you an example. What do you do if you're driving down the street and you see a girl whose car is broken down on the side of the road?
You stuff her in the trunk?
No, you don't do that.
You set her car on fire?
No, what is it with you and fire?
What kind of car is it?
Why does that even matter?
Maybe I can steal it, I don't know.
Well, you can't steal it because it's broken down, and you shouldn't even want to anyway because that's wrong. Come on, think, people!
Do you cut off her face and wear it?
I don't think it's that one. It's definitely fire.
No, 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 no. All of you are stupid. Does anyone have an actual good answer?
Pick her up and take her on a date to Applebee's?
But ew, no, not Applebee's. Were you even listening to anything I was saying? No, she'd be better off just on the side of the road. She'd be just as hungry. You know, she'd just have to wait 30 minutes to get her chicken tenders and ranch anyway. No, no, no. No, look, I'll give you a real-life example of helping people. So, my grandfather was incredibly rich. I mean, he was a millionaire, just filthy rich. And so he was in the hospital, and I was visiting him every day, you know, to make sure I got a piece of that. And then I see that he's on life support. He's being kept alive by a machine. Now, I'm thinking, what kind of life is that? That's no way to live, being kept alive by a machine. But he seems happy. He says, when I get this heart transplant tomorrow, I'm going to feel so much better. I can't wait to get out of the hospital. And I hear, I can't wait to get out of the hospital. So I'm thinking I'm going to do the right thing, and I'm going to help him, and I'm going to end his suffering and pull the plug. So I do, and he flatlines, and all the nurses come running into the room, and I just say that I tripped on the power cord, and they believe me. And then, come to find out, what did he leave me in his will? A sofa! Can you believe that? I helped my grandfather go to heaven. Or hell, probably, if all he left me was a sofa. Hey, you know what, kid? Ask your dad if my grandfather's in hell.
Okay.
Thank you! See? There you go. He's helping me by asking if my grandfather's in hell. Alright, so we've covered two already. Manners and helping people. We just have one more left to cover. Now, does anyone want to guess what that is?
Starting fires.
Eating people's faces.
Grand Theft Auto. Total annihilation.
Picking your nose and eating it.
No to all of that, because most of those were crimes, and the third one is, don't do crimes, okay? Now, crimes is stuff like killing people, stealing things. Yes, setting things on fire is a crime. And what I did to my grandfather was a crime. And so is what I will do to you if you tell anyone you heard that. Alright, so now we're going to have a test that will make you have to use all three of the be good rules, okay? And you have to pass this test to not go to jail. But first, I'm going to have a lunch break and eat my very big foot-long imaginary sandwich. I just hope it's not too big.
He's choking! We have to do something!
We should set him on fire while he's choking.
We should eat his face and we choke too.
Let's just watch. Does he have a wallet?
I'm coming to help you!
Jeffy, you saved me! Thank you!
You're welcome!
C-Class, that was it. That was the test. Jeffy passed because he did all three of the be good rules. He helped me when I needed it, I said thank you, and he said you're welcome, so that's manners, and he didn't commit any crimes like the rest of you did by not helping me, because that was the crime of criminal negligence. So Jeffy is the only one who's not going to jail!
Aw, what was that?
So how do you think Jeffy's Be Good School is going?
I think it's going to be bad. You know, because it's called Be Good, so he's going to be bad. Be bad.
Yes,
like,
Marvin.
Be bad, like,
hey, then guess what? I passed.
You passed?
Sure did.
Yep, he saved my imaginary life. You know, most students don't save my life whenever I choke on the imaginary sandwich, but your son did, so he passed. He learned how to be good. He learned his manners. He learned that he should help people. He learned not to do crimes. And he learned that he should get me my ranch at Applebee's.
So does that make up for the Hawaiian punch?
I forgot about that before now. All right, listen, kid. You better hope I never have to see you again.
Well, Jeffy, look, at least you passed, you're not going to jail, and we can put this whole thing behind us.
Yeah!
Hey, so I got a call from a kid with an axe in his head, and he said you did it. All right, we're going back, come on.
Aw, Jeffy.
Oh, yeah, I'm so ready for Halloween. I can't wait to go trick-or-treating. I'm gonna get all the candy. That must be my friends. I can't wait for them to see my costume.
Hello?
Hey, dude. Junior. Wow, nice Michael Myers costume.
Yeah, dude.
I just got it in the mail. Isn't it awesome? Ooh, I can do a Mike Myers impression. You want to hear it?
But he doesn't talk.
Yeah, he does. He goes, yeah, baby. No, I got more. Donkey, you get out of my swamp. Oh, and also from the Cat in the Hat, you pay this woman to sit on babies? I do it for free.
But no, Junior, that's Mike Myers.
But that's who I am, the actor.
No, you're Michael Myers, the murderer.
What? The voice of Shrek killed someone?
But no. Listen, Junior. Okay, so there's an actor named Mike Myers who played Austin Powers and he was in Shrek and a whole bunch of stuff. And then there's Michael Myers, the murderer from the Halloween movies.
And I'm the murderer?
Yeah.
I was wondering why he had a knife. Dang it, I bought the wrong costume! I'm gonna go take this off. Wait, what are you supposed to be?
Oh, I'm an avocado. You get it? Avocado. Avocado? Okay.
Oh, Joseph, what are you supposed to be?
Oh, dude, I'm LeBron James!
Oh, I thought you were like Bugs Bunny or some shit.
Wait, Joseph, you can't just take off your hat and put on a Toon Squad jersey and say you're LeBron James.
Uh-huh. Dude, I'm black, I'm bald, and I have a jersey on. I'm LeBron James. Don't be mad because you messed up your costume.
Guys, just sit on the couch. I'm gonna change my costume.
Okay.
All right, guys, I changed.
You're a piece of pizza.
How lame, dude.
No, I'm the CEO of Papa John's. What's up,
whoa! You can't say that, dude!
The CEO of Papa John's said
he's not the CEO anymore because of that reason. You can't say that, dude!
Yeah, he said that and he got fired.
Oh, so I have to change again?
Yeah, right now, instantly, dude.
Yeah, make the next costume more accurate.
Yeah, not racist.
Okay, I'll change. All right, guys, I'm a panda. Happy now?
Yes, dude.
It's not controversial.
All right, you n****s ready to go trick-or-treating?
Junior!
What's your excuse for saying it now?
I thought pandas were allowed to say it.
When have you ever heard a panda speak?
Well, there's that rap song called Panda, you know? Panda, 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 panda. I got hoes in Atlanta. I need an orange panda.
It's a song, dude. It's by Designer.
Are those really the lyrics?
Well, okay, so pandas do not have the N-word. Past.
No, never!
He really is LeBron James.
Let's just go trick-or-treating.
Right now, dude.
All right, let's go. All right, guys, this is a really nice house. That means I have a lot of candy.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Go ahead and knock, Junior.
Jordan, this is the day of Jordan's trick-or-treating. Give him some candy or something.
Okay. Oh, geez, I'm going. You don't
get yelled
so loud.
Trick-or-treat. Show me your feet and I'll give you something good to eat. You can't even see your face. You guys are like,
we just want some candy.
Oh, then show me your feet.
But no, it's supposed to be smell our feet.
Don't mind if I do. It smells gross.
Can we get our candy?
Yes, you may have one piece each.
One piece?
Yeah, don't be greedy. Please.
Wait a minute, we forgot our trick-or-treat bag.
Oh, darn it. That means we have to go back to my house. All right, let's all grab one piece of candy.
Okay. I can't believe we forgot our trick-or-treat bag.
And we only got one piece of candy.
Dude, let's get our bags and go back out there.
But I'm so tired, we walked like a mile.
We just went next door. It's not a mile, Junior. Stop lying.
Well, I don't even want my warhead. Who wants to trade with me?
I just got a box of nerds.
Because you are a nerd. Nerd! Ah, he's a nerd. And also, Cody, since you're a nerd, if you eat nerds, that's like cannibalism, but for nerds. So it's like nerdabilism.
Oh, haha. Yeah, that's so funny. Oh, yeah, and Ken also has Skittles because we're fruity.
Yeah, they're fruity! Yeah, you're out of the closet.
At least he knows.
Yeah. All right, guys, if you really want to go trick-or-treating, we can go back out there.
No, I'm tired. I Ava can't do any more trick-or-treating. Ava can't do... I hate my life.
What's wrong, Cody?
Well, it's just the nerd thing and the Skittle thing gets such a big laugh, and when I make avocado jokes, no one likes them.
Well, Cody, to be honest, I don't know what an avocado is.
What do you mean you don't know what an avocado is? It's what guacamole comes from.
I've never heard of an avocado in my life.
Oh, dude, I thought you were a green jelly bean.
Yeah, I thought he was a green jelly bean, too.
Right?
So you're not a jelly bean?
No, I'm an avocado.
So avocado's not Spanish for jelly bean?
No.
I thought you said that since you had that umbrella on your head, I thought that was, like, Spanish for jelly bean.
You mean the sombrero?
Yeah, that's what that's called.
Yeah, I know. It's a sombrero because avocados come from Mexico.
So you're a jumping jelly bean.
What?
Because, you know, Mexicans jump...
Really don't want ads on this video, do you?
Look, I just don't do Halloween right. Every one of my costumes is offensive, and this is just dumb. Let's just stay inside and watch a scary movie.
Yeah, candy. I know. We should watch a Michael Myers movie so you can know who that is.
Ooh, okay. Let's watch Shrek or Shrek 2. Ooh, or Austin Powers Goldmember.
No, Junior, that's not Goldmember. Let's just watch Goldmember.
Okay, I'm gonna put that on.
Breaking news, MK. Do not eat the Halloween candy. There's an emergency press conference explaining why. Let's go to that.
don't make me do this. I don't want to tell these people. They're going to be pissed. We're live?
Oh, we're live! Hey! Hello! Happy Halloween! Boo! That's scary. Yeah, hey, funny story. Not really. I guess it's kind of serious. You know how there's candy, and everybody likes candy? Well, there's this one factory that makes all the candy in the world, and, like, it has a lot of machines, obviously, and most of them make candy. But there is one of the machines that does make rat poison. And so there was like a little teeny tiny little bit of a mix-up at the factory. And now there's rat poison in all the candy. All of it. All over the world. So if you eat the candy, you're gonna die. So just, you know, I mean, don't eat the candy. Like, it's not that hard. Just don't eat the candy and you'll be okay. And if you've already eaten the candy, you're gonna die. I'm sorry. But like, I mean, just don't eat it. Right? If you go on trick-or-treating, just don't eat any of the candy. Right? Okay, good. Oh, man, that is the hardest thing I've ever had to do.
Oh, no!
That's a good thing we didn't need any candy.
Dude, I just ate my airhead!
What an airhead.
Junior, this is serious. He's gonna die.
Well, quick, Joseph, throw up!
It's not working, dude!
Well, maybe your piece wasn't poison.
You're right. Maybe my piece wasn't poison.
Joseph! Oh, no, I think Joseph's dead! I'm gonna do the Heimlich!
Whoa, Junior, what are you doing?
The Heimlich!
I'm choking too.
No, Cody, seriously, is Joseph really dead?
Yeah, looks like it, Jim.
What do we do?
I don't know what to do. Oh, come on, that was good. It literally has the word avocado in it. I don't know. Oh, come on, laugh or I'm leaving. Yeah, that was good.
Well, look, do we call a doctor?
Well, Junior, there's no point in calling a doctor. Millions of people are going to be dying tonight, so we should just bury him in the backyard like a dog.
Okay, poor Joseph. Oh, come on, buddy. We just buried Joseph.
Yeah, it was too graphic to show.
A pack of wolves attacked us while we were burying him and stole one of Joseph's legs.
Yeah, they got one of his eyes, too. We put some band-aids on it. I mean, even though he's dead, we just felt bad.
Yeah, poor Joseph.
You didn't have to cut him open and steal one of his kidneys, though.
We can get a lot of money on those on the black market.
The brains.
What's the sound?
I don't know.
Brains!
Ah! No! Joseph's a zombie! Hey, buddy.
Brains, give me your brains.
He's got plenty of brains. Cody, do something.
Okay, I have these scissors.
Stab him in the brain.
Hey, zombie.
Wait, is he dead? Stab him again. One more time. One more time. Okay, I think he's dead now.
Yeah, I think he's definitely dead.
He's a zombie. Oh, my God. How'd he turn into a zombie?
Look, Junior, the news.
Breaking news, MK. There is another reason for you not to eat the Halloween candy that's even worse than the first reason. Let's go to the emergency press conference now.
Hey there, me again. Hey, somehow the situation got worse. Can you believe it? Yeah. So, remember earlier when I told you about the rat poison in the candy because of the mix-up at the factory? Well, it turns out that there was actually a nuclear power plant in the factory where they make the candy and the rat poison, so the candy is also radioactive. So if you eat the candy, you're gonna die and come back as a zombie. Yeah, so again, just don't eat the candy, but now there are zombies everywhere because everybody who's eating the candy is dying and they're turning into zombies, and so that's gonna be a problem. But you know, just you know, be careful and don't eat the candy and watch out for the zombies. I'm gonna go hide.
You've got to be kidding me.
Wait, so that means everybody who eats candy is gonna die and then turn into a zombie?
Junior, we need weapons to defend ourselves from the zombie apocalypse! I said it. I said the name of the video.
Oh, okay, so we have to get weapons and make sure nobody eats candy. Wait, Chef Bibi! We have to go stop Chef Bibi!
Yeah.
Almost done eating all these Starbursts! I was supposed to pass it out to the trick-or-treaters, but screw them kids! I'm gonna eat another one. Ooh, yellow's my favorite.
Chef Bibi, did you just eat all this candy?
Mm-hmm, I'm eating one right now. Junior, why did you hit me in my face?
Because these Starbursts are poison!
The Starbursts are not poison!
Yeah, the news says they're all poison, you're gonna die!
No, I'm perfectly fine!
Chef Bibi! No! Oh, Chef Bibi's dead, Cody!
Junior, back up. He's gonna turn into a zombie. We need weapons!
Okay, let's go get weapons. Oh, poor Chef Bibi. All right, Cody, I got a hammer.
And I got a mallet. Let's go kill Chef Bibi again.
Oh, Cody, I don't want to see Chef Bibi as a zombie.
We have to, Junior.
Brains!
Oh, you're so ugly, Chef Pee Pee.
Why does he look like that?
Yeah, even as a zombie, he's just so ugly. Like, why is his eyes all, like, bulging out like that?
Yeah, and why do his arms fall off? What's up with that?
Yeah, you're an ugly zombie, Chef Pee Pee.
Brains.
And all I can say is brains?
That's lame. Imagine dying and then looking like that. How embarrassing.
Yeah, how embarrassing. You look like a doofus, Chef Pee Pee.
Brains.
I had to hit him. He's just so ugly.
Yeah.
I think he's dead. Alright, okay, so let's go try to stop everyone from eating candy.
Okay.
Daddy, this Halloween has been the tits.
Yeah, you got a lot of candy, Jeffy.
Yeah, Daddy, I'm Dash from The Incredibles. Watch. Fast as fuck, boy. Hey, Daddy, look. You want to see me run to Japan and back? She answered that.
Wow, Jeffy, you're so fast.
Yeah. Alright, you want to see me do it again? See? Just dead again.
Alright, little fast man. It's time to go to bed.
But Daddy, I want to eat some of my candy.
No, Jeff, you can't have any candy before bed because you'll get all hyper.
Oh, man, can I at least have one piece?
Okay, fine. One piece of candy before bed. Only one.
Okay, I want this one.
Okay, yeah, that's your only piece of candy. I guess I'll eat a piece of candy, too.
Alright, Junior, who do we warn about the candy first?
Let's go into Jeffy's room and tell him not to eat the candy.
Okay.
Jeffy, do not eat the candy. Oh, no. They're already zombies. They ate the candy.
We have to kill them, Junior.
Okay. Oh, he has my hammer.
Oh, no. My really bad grip.
Cody. Cody.
Oh, he's sucking me pretty hard.
I'm going to save you.
No, Junior, go on without me.
No, I have to save you.
Junior, go on without me. Trust me.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody's zombies. Who's at the door? What if it's a zombie? Hello, are you a zombie?
No, are you a zombie?
No. How do I know he's not a zombie?
How do I know he's not a zombie?
Do you like to eat brains?
No, do you like to eat brains?
No.
Okay. Are you sure you're not a zombie?
No, I'm not green.
Hey, that's zombie racist. Zombies can be all kinds of different colors.
You're right, I'm sorry.
But I mean, I still know you're not a zombie, because a zombie would never say that. A zombie would say something like, brains!
Ah, you're a zombie!
No, I'm just telling you what a zombie would say. There's one right behind me, isn't there? Uh-oh, let's go! I'll be alive! What am I doing? I got a gun. I don't have to run away. Whoa, kid. All right, check this out. Bang! Done! Dunzo! Dunion rings! Kid, we don't have anything to worry about as long as I got this gun.
Well, there's more zombies up there!
Oh, I do not, however, have any more ammo, so I think we should just run away and scream like little girls. Hide in the pantry!
Okay, run! Hey, close the door!
Close, damn it! Okay, we should be safe in here.
Yeah, and we have enough food to last us for years.
Yeah, I just hope we have enough macaroni and cheese.
Oh, we do, it's right there.
I know, I was being sarcastic. Why do you have this much?
Because I love macaroni and cheese. You want some?
No, how would we cook it?
We would just go out there and use... We can't go out there.
No.
Well, we can still eat some cheese balls.
Oh, great.
And some chocolate chip cookies.
Uh-huh.
And we have little Debbie cakes and, ooh, chocolate syrup and applesauce.
Oh, applesauce. The first thing I've heard that's healthy. This is the pantry of a 5-year-old.
Oh, look, the food's really good here. Just, as long as you don't eat the candy, it's poison.
I'm not stupid. I'm not going to eat the poison candy. Ooh, is that a blue warhead? Gimme.
Well, you can't eat that. It's poisoned.
I know, but, like, if I eat this, it's so sour, my face will pucker up like you wouldn't believe.
You cannot eat it. You die.
Okay, Dad, I won't eat it. Jeez, you never let me do anything fun.
Okay, there has to be some stuff we can eat in here. Ooh, we can eat some popcorn. That uses the microwave, too. We can eat some tuna. Did you eat it?
No.
You're gonna die.
I'm not gonna die.
Oh, no! He died! Oh, I have to protect myself. He's gonna turn into a zombie. Okay, I'm gonna hit him with the tuna can. Yeah, I'll hit him with the tuna can.
Brains!
Ah, zombie! Oh, I don't know where to go. Protect me, kid.
Let me eat your brain.
Brain.
Ass. No, it's brain. Let me give you brains. No, you're a terrible zombie.
Ow!
Okay, you want some? What's up, ninja?
Whoa!
You can't say that, dude!
All right, you ninjas ready to go trick-or-treating?
Junior!
So, guys, what do you want to do today?
Oh, dude,
I found this tattoo gun in my neighbor's trash can. Who wants to get a tattoo?
Oh, me. I want a tattoo.
No, Junior, that tattoo gun looks dirty. It probably has a bunch of diseases on it.
Fine, Cody. Joseph, can you please get a napkin and wipe off the tip?
I guess so, dude.
That's what I said to her.
I wiped it off. Are you happy?
Yeah, you happy now, Cody?
Guys, why don't we just draw tattoos on ourselves with a marker?
That's dumb. It's not a tattoo. It's not permanent.
Yeah, it's not real, dude.
We could use a permanent marker.
No, we gotta use a tattoo gun. It has to be a real tattoo, Cody.
Yeah, feel the pain.
Okay, I guess we'll get a tattoo.
But you will? Okay, what kind of tattoo will you get, Cody?
I want a tattoo above my butt that says entrance only.
Wait, how are you gonna take a dump?
Who needs to do that?
Okay, take your shirt off.
Okay.
Stop moving, dude. You're gonna make me mess up.
All right, I think I'm done.
How's it look, guys?
Okay, that looks really cool.
Yeah, it looks pretty sick if I do say so myself.
Okay, I'll take your word for it because I can't see it.
Oh, you should get a tattoo on your chest.
What, and cover up these six-pack abs?
Yes.
I mean, it would look really good.
Well, okay, yeah. I think I want straight out of the closet on my chest. Ooh, and then I want a heart on my bicep with Ken's name in it so that every time I flex, it looks like the heart's beating.
Okay, that'd be really awesome.
All right, coming right up, dude. And done. Straight out of the closet.
Yeah, I am.
Man, Cody, your tattoos are so cool, and I love the one with Ken's name in the heart.
Yeah, he's gonna like that. You guys think I should get a tattoo on my leg?
Oh, yeah, you should definitely get a tattoo on your leg.
Which one? I have three.
We should probably give Junior a tattoo before I run out of ink.
Oh, yeah, it's my turn to get a tattoo. It's my turn.
What kind of tattoo do you want, Junior?
I don't know. Ooh, guys, I hate the Cleveland Browns. I think that football team sucks, so I'll get I hate the Browns on my face.
Wait, what did you say?
No, Junior, you shouldn't do that.
What's wrong with saying I hate the Browns? I think that football team sucks. Their mascot is a pit bull, and their logo is just a helmet. How lazy is that?
I get the helmet thing, but maybe you should say Cleveland Browns. It's so we can know what you're talking about, Junior.
Wait, put I hate Cleveland Browns on my face?
Yes, exactly.
That's going to take up a lot of space. I think if I put I hate the Browns, people know what I'm talking about.
No, Junior, they won't.
What if I hate the White Sox and I put I hate whites all over my face, huh?
You have to put socks out.
No, I don't. No, I don't.
Okay, guys, I think the Browns suck, so if I put the Browns suck on my face?
No, Junior, you shouldn't do that.
I think the Browns are smelly, so I put the Browns are smelly on my face.
What if I put the whites are privileged on my face, huh?
Guys, I think we should just get away from the Browns tattoo.
Yeah, we should.
Okay, I'll think of a different tattoo. Ooh, guys, I want a tattoo that when girls see it, they want to come talk to me. Ooh, so what if I get come here on my face? And then they'll say, he wants me to come here. So they walk over and they talk to me.
Okay, that's better.
Junior, I think that sounds like a tattoo I should get.
Wait, are you trying to steal all the tattoos, Cody?
No, I just don't think that tattoo is going to get the kind of response you think.
All right. I want like a rapper tattoo, like a really cool tattoo.
Yeah.
Ooh, like Baller's Life on my face.
Ooh, I like that. That's nice.
Yeah, like I'm a big baller. So I put Baller's Life on my face and then put two teardrops.
Ooh, yeah. I can do that. And done, dude. Balls are life.
Wait, what'd you say?
Balls are life, dude. That's what you wanted on your face.
I wanted baller's life. Like I'm a big baller. B-A-L-L-E-R-Z. What'd you put?
Balls are life.
Why would you put balls are life on my face? Why would I want that?
Basketball, dude.
That's ball is life, not balls are life. This is a dumb tattoo.
I'm sorry, dude.
Did you do the teardrops?
Yeah, they're on there, dude.
Okay.
They look like balls.
What?
No, they don't, dude. Cody thinks everything looks like balls.
So you put, okay, Cody, what does it look like? Teardrops or balls?
It looks like a ball sack.
You put a ball sack on my face?
No, I didn't, dude.
You know what? Let me do a tattoo for you. I want to do your next tattoo.
Are you sure it's going to show up on my brown skin, or is it too smelly for you, huh?
Guys, can we not?
Hey, guys, what? Doing.
Oh, hey, Jeffy.
Why do you have a ball sack on your face, Junior?
It is a ball sack, Joseph! No, it's not!
Jeffy, we're getting tattoos.
Oh, sweet! I want a tattoo!
Oh, what kind of tattoo do you want?
I want Daddy Shucks right here on my arm because my daddy won't take me to Chuck E. Cheese today.
You sure you don't want the brown suck on your arm?
Joseph, look, I think I should do the tattoo because you might end up making it look like a ball sack.
No, I won't, dude! Look, Jeffy, just come here, dude.
All right.
And done. See, Junior, no balls.
You spelled sucks wrong.
That's a cool way to spell it.
Jeffy, dinner's ready. Oh, that must mean my dad ain't telling me dinner's ready. And if he feeds me green beans tonight, I'm gonna say, read the tattoo.
Jeffy, get in here.
Oh, I'm coming, Daddy.
Jeffy, stop that. Eat your green beans.
Daddy, you know I hate it when you feed me green beans. So that's why I got this tattoo.
You got a tattoo, Jeffy?
Jeffy!
That's permanent. It's never going to come off.
Well, then you'll know you suck forever then, Daddy.
Oh, my God, Jeffy. You are so grounded for getting that tattoo.
Marvin, we need to call a doctor. See if he can get it removed.
But I don't want it removed. But what I do want removed is this big hump on my back.
Jeffy, look, eat your green beans. We're going to find out what punishment you're going to get.
Aw.
I parked in the handicap spot even though I'm not handicapped because I don't want to walk far. God forgive me in my bad knees.
Hey, lady, give me your car keys.
Okay, I think I left them in the car. That'll be easy for you. Just take them.
Okay, and don't follow me.
Can you at least pick me up when I'm done shopping?
No!
Oh, how evil.
Hey, ma'am, did you call the cops?
Yes, yeah, some man just stole my car.
Okay, ma'am, just calm down. What did he look like?
He was very scary.
Okay, did he have any recognizable features, like any tattoos?
Oh, yes. He had a tattoo on his left arm that said, Daddy Sucks, spelled S-U-X. I thought it was very disrespectful to his father.
Okay, ma'am, I'm going to look for that guy right away.
All right, Jeffy, you're going to get rid of that tattoo.
I'll get rid of this tattoo when you get rid of that turd on your top lip.
It's a mustache, Jeffy.
Oh, is that what you're calling it?
Marvin, we need to call a doctor to see if he can remove Jeffy's tattoo.
Oh, and also tell him I look like the Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Look, I'm going to call a doctor to get him to remove your stupid tattoo.
Hey there, somebody call a doctor? Sorry I took so long, I had to change out of my cop outfit into my doctor outfit.
It's fine, you didn't take too long.
Alright, so what's going on?
Well, my son got a tattoo and I want you to remove it.
Oh, I've been there. I've had plenty of bad tattoos in my life. Like, I got my ex-wife's name, I got my other ex-wife's name, and I get my soon-to-be ex-wife's name.
You have a lot of ex-wives.
Yeah, they know how to get me, they just don't know how to keep me. Oh, and then this one time, I had a birthmark that looked like a seahorse, so I got it traced in a tattoo, and then it turns out it wasn't a birthmark, it was a rash, and it went away, so now I just have a really badly drawn seahorse on my butt cheek.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
All right, so look, the tattoo my son got is he got Daddy Sucks on his left arm.
He attacked me with his left arm and said, Daddy Sucks, spelled S-U-S, and I was very disrespectful to his father.
Are you okay?
Your son's under arrest.
What?
I said your son's under arrest!
What?
Hold on, let me get my cop outfit on.
Well, what's going on?
Alright, I'm back, and your son's under arrest.
For what?
For stealing a car.
He didn't steal a car!
Oh yeah? Well, I got a call before I came over here from some lady that said somebody stole her car, and she said that guy had a tattoo on his left arm that said Daddy Sucks.
Well, but Jeffy didn't steal the car, though.
When would he have had time to do that?
Yeah, Jeffy's been with us the whole time. He never stole a car.
Well, of course you're gonna say that. You're his parents. You're gonna cover for him. I get it.
But what if there's a guy with the same exact tattoo as Jeffy?
Oh, come on. What are the odds there's two guys with the same Daddy Sucks tattoo?
That's a possibility.
And you know how I know he's guilty? Because you called me over here to have the tattoo removed. That means you were trying to get rid of the evidence, and you didn't think I'd notice. But I did, because I'm smart, and you're dumb.
Well, no. We want the tattoo removed because it's a dumb tattoo. We weren't trying to hide any evidence, because there is no evidence, because he didn't steal a car. Because if he did steal the car, where's the car at then?
I don't know. You probably parked it in the woods and then lit it on fire. I don't know how you dumb criminals think, because you're dumb. Did I mention how dumb you are? You're so dumb.
Well, no, we didn't steal a car. You don't have any evidence to arrest him.
Well, that tattoo is evidence enough for me. Come on, Jeffy. We're going downtown.
Well, none of you get her.
Marvin, we need to call a lawyer.
We're going
to
get a lawyer. Jeffy, we're going to get the best lawyer we can get. Thanks for being my son's lawyer, Goodman.
Oh, don't mention it. But I do charge $800 a minute.
$800 a minute? Well, start talking.
Okay.
Talk faster.
Well, I was reviewing your son's case, and he's screwed.
Screwed? Why?
Because the tattoo matches. And that means he's guilty.
He's not guilty. Other people have that tattoo, and they haven't found the stolen car.
Well, I was comparing your son's case to a previous case where the cops arrested this kid named Jimmy because he cracked corn, and they didn't care. So that's where the song came from, Jimmy Cracked Corn and I Don't Care. Well, anyway, Jimmy got the electric chair and then his parents cared. So then they renamed the song Jimmy Got the Electric Chair and His Parents Care.
What does that have to do with my son's case?
Oh, it doesn't. But there was also this other case where there once was this farmer who had a dog and the dog's name was Bingo. Well, anyway, the farmer got murdered and then they found blood on the dog, and so then they used the dog as evidence. And Bingo was his name-o.
So what are you trying to say?
Well, what I'm trying to say is if you can find the stolen car and the guy with the tattoo, that's your Bingo.
Okay, so if I find the stolen car and the guy with the tattoo, then my son gets set free, right?
Bingo.
Okay, I'm gonna go find it.
Marvin, what did the lawyer say?
He said if we can find the stolen car and the guy with the tattoo, they'll let Jeffy go.
I could have told you that.
So, baby, all we have to do is find the stolen car.
If the police can't find the car, how can we?
Well, we can just go to Walmart and look in the parking lot and see if there's any cars with the same... that looks the same. I don't know what I'm doing, baby. I'm not a bounty hunter. Baby, I got an idea. Why don't we go pick up a homeless guy, give the homeless guy the same tattoo Jeffy has, and say the homeless guy stole the car?
That's terrible. We can't do that.
Sure we can. Look, the homeless guy will get 3 meals a day, a bed to sleep in, and a shower in jail.
If the homeless guy wanted all that, I'm sure he would commit a crime and go to jail himself.
Well, maybe he hasn't thought of this, baby. Look, we're doing a good thing here.
Marvin, that's terrible. No, we can't do that.
Baby, please. Come on. We'll get Jeffy out of jail, and the homeless guy gets a new place to live.
No, I don't want to be a part of this.
Well, I'm going to do it anyway to help Jeffy. Hey. Hey.
I don't want to go to school.
Hey there, buddy. It's a nice box you got there.
My box.
Yeah, your box. I noticed you're not wearing a shirt. How would you like to wear a nice bright orange shirt?
Oh, cool.
Yeah, and bright orange pants to match.
Oh, these pants are poopy.
Okay. Well, you come to my house, I got Rice Krispie treats.
Oh, Snap Crackle Pop.
Yeah, Snap Crackle Pops. Come to my house. All right, buddy, there's your Rice Krispie treat.
Yummy.
Yeah, it's real good. So while you eat that, I need to draw something on your hand with this gun.
Beer.
What?
Beer.
Well, I'll get you a beer after I do this tattoo thing.
Mm-mm. Beer first.
Okay, I'll get you a beer. All right, there's your beer.
Cheers, bald man.
Cheers. Okay, so while you drink that, I'm going to give you a tattoo on your hand.
Marvin, what are you doing?
I'm doing my plan.
No, I told you no!
He's okay with it.
Did you ask him?
Can I give you a tattoo on your hand?
Alien zap my brain. Don't eat the yogurt. It's alien ectoplasm.
See, he knows what he's talking about.
That was not a yes.
Baby, he's okay with it.
No, I'm going to do what's right. Come on, let's go outside.
No, I like it here.
No, come on, let's go outside. You stink.
I don't like this lady. This lady's mean. Mean lady.
Yeah, exactly. Mean lady.
Does he know what you're trying to do? What?
Oh, bald man's nice. Bald man gave me beer and Rice Krispies.
No, bald man's trying to put you in jail.
Oh, bald man wouldn't do that, would you, bald man? Give me a hug, bald man.
But please don't touch me.
Oh, bald man.
Yeah, okay, stop. Let me go. Please let me go. Please, ew, stop that. Okay, look, so, he's fine. See, he's happy. He likes his beer and his Rice Krispies, and he's gonna be okay with this tattoo.
So, Marvin, no!
Hold still.
Wow.
All right, it's done.
I can't read.
It says, Daddy sucks. And clearly you think that because, I mean, your dad wasn't there for you. Look at your situation.
Oh, bad daddy.
Yep, bad daddy. Now I'm going to call the cops.
You are the worst person I ever met, Marvin.
I'm doing this for Jeffy. I'm being nice. Look, are you ready for some bright orange clothes?
Yay.
Yeah, and a bed? And 3 meals a day?
Yummy.
And maybe TV?
Ooh, fancy.
Yeah, awesome. So I'm going to go call the cops. Hello?
Hey there, you call the cops?
Yes, I found the real guy who stole the car and has the same tattoo as the guy that you think did it.
But really?
Yeah, he's upstairs.
All right.
There he is, officer, there he is, and there's his tattoo.
Nah, it's not him.
What do you mean it's not him?
Well, sucks is spelled right.
What do you mean sucks is spelled right?
Well, in the tattoo I'm looking for, sucks is spelled with an X.
Oh, damn it!
Ha ha!
Sorry for wasting your time, sir.
Oh, bald man gives me beer and Rice Krispies.
Oh, really? Well, bald man never gives me beer and Rice Krispies when I come over. What a good friend.
Bald man, can I have another beer?
No, leave!
Oh, but what about the clothes and the TV?
Yeah, Marvin, what about the clothes and the TV?
And the 3 meals a day.
Oh, the 3 meals a day, Marvin. Yeah, you can't forget about that.
Well, go commit a crime and you'll get those things. Oh, who's that?
I got it.
No, I got it.
No, allow me. Hello?
Freeze is a burglary!
Oh, officer down!
Ah! What was that screaming?
Give me all your jewelry!
Ah!
Your Rice Krispie
treats! My Rice Krispies! Ow, 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 ow. Nobody takes my Rice Krispies.
You just saved my life!
We're here today to thank this homeless man who's... Oh, God, your breath stinks. Could you back up a little bit? Thank you. We're here today to thank this homeless man who helped catch Mr. Mina, the criminal who stole a car and also shot me. And his pants are falling down on live TV. This is very embarrassing for him. Can we get a censor bar there? I'm just going to keep going. We're awarding him this key to the city, which will allow him to sleep anywhere he wants on the street in the city. Here you go. What? All right. Oh, okay.
See, baby, something good happened to the homeless guy after all.
Not because of you.
Well, actually, it is because of me, because if I wouldn't have got him off the streets into our house, he wouldn't have saved the day.
You always have to make it about you, don't you?
Well, the most important thing is we have Jeffy back home.
Well, Daddy, we never got this hump looked at. My hump. My huge back hump.
The night shift.
Access denied. Access granted.
for this. All right, Susan, I'm here. What do you got for me?
A bunch of cookies missing from the cookie jar, sir.
How many cookies?
Approximately 30.
Damn, somebody must have had a sweet tooth. The guard see anything?
He was found tranquilized at the south entrance. Would you like to speak with him?
Nah, he'll be no good till tomorrow morning. What about fingerprints?
He was wearing gloves.
A professional. These cameras work?
They are just for show, sir.
Of course they are. Nothing's ever that easy. All right, what about milk? Was there any excessive milk buying in the area?
The usual milk sales in the area, sir.
Okay, what about the usual suspects? What's the Cookie Monster been up to?
Cookie Monster is in Paris, France.
What about the Pillsbury Doughboy?
Honeymooning in Fiji.
I didn't know he got married. Good for him. I guess now we have to call him the Pillsbury Married Man.
Permission to laugh, sir?
Granted. Okay, what about the Muffin Man?
The Muffin Man?
The Muffin Man.
I don't know about the Muffin Man.
The one who lives on Drury Lane!
Oh, no, he only likes muffins, sir, not cookies.
That you know of.
All right, sir, the cookie jar is in there, but forensics says no one's allowed in there.
I didn't get to where I am today by being a coward. I'm going in.
Did you find anything in there, sir?
No, the jaw's clean.
We did have one casualty.
Show me the body.
It's quite gruesome, sir.
I've seen a lot of things in this line of work. I can take it. One time I even saw my ex-wife come out of the shower. It was gross.
All right, here it is, sir.
Jesus Christ. This is the most brutal murder I've ever seen. Took a bite out of him like a wild animal. Jeffrey Dahmer would be jealous.
It is truly shocking.
Chocolate chip. More like chocolate chip. Any witnesses?
We do have one, but he ain't talking.
Take me to him.
All right, sir, here he is.
He looks pretty shaken up. I don't blame him. He's been through a lot. Excuse me, sir, I know you've just been through a very traumatic experience, but I need your help. Who did this to you? He's still in shock. That's okay, take him to the hospital. He's had a rough day.
Oh, sir, sir, sir! Forensics just turned in this piece of evidence!
And Bingo was his name-o.
Marvin, I'm so tired. I just want to lay down, relax, and watch a movie.
Yeah, me too.
What, Jeffy, what are you doing?
I'm just trying to get my ducks in a row. Balloon tits.
Wait, what?
Well, Daddy, you know how after a joke, the drums go balloon tits?
Wait, no, they go ba-doom tss.
Balloon tits.
Jeffy, stop saying that. Let's get rid of all the ducks.
But, Daddy, each one of my duckies has a joke.
Well, we don't have time for that. That's a lot of ducks and a lot of jokes.
Well, I better get started.
No!
Aw, Marvin, come on. I want to hear the ducky jokes.
Just make it quick, Jeffy.
All right, Daddy. Why did Ducky get arrested?
Why?
He got caught selling quack. Balloon tits.
Jeffy, stop. That's an inappropriate joke.
Daddy, why did this ducky cross the road?
Why?
To get to his quack dealer, which was this ducky. Balloon tits.
Wait, Jeffy, stop saying that after every joke.
Daddy, what did this ducky say to his quack dealer?
I don't want
to
know.
Put it on my bill. Balloon tits.
Are you laughing at the joke or the ending part?
Yes!
All right, Daddy. What does this ducky wipe when he goes to the bathroom?
What?
His butt quack. Balloon tip.
It was funny until you said that at the end.
Daddy, what is this ducky's favorite ballet?
What is it?
The Nutquacker. Balloon tips.
Okay, we're done with the jokes. We're
Daddy,
done.
Daddy, hold on. Why couldn't the ducky sleep?
Why?
Because his parents were ducking all night. Replace the D with an F.
That's the last joke. We're done here.
Balloon tip.
Why? No.
Daddy, where do ducks go when they're sick?
I don't want to know.
The ductor.
Okay, that's a clean joke.
Balloon tip.
Hey, until you say it like that.
What do ducks carry their school supplies in?
What?
Their bat quack. Balloon tips.
These are clean jokes until they get bad.
All right, Daddy, this is the last one. What do you call a duck that breaks into other people's houses?
What?
A robber ducky.
Okay, that's
balloon
like...
tips.
Oh, no, that was my favorite until you said balloon tips. Oh, there's someone at the door. Just clean up these duckies.
Jeffy, I want to hear the ducky jokes again.
All right, Mommy. Why did this ducky get arrested?
Why?
He got caught selling quack. Balloon tips.
Hello?
Don't hello me.
What, the cops? What are you doing here?
Is your son home?
Wait, what is that?
This Nerf bullet was used in the most brutal crime of this generation.
Wait, what crime?
Somebody stole cookies from the cookie jar.
What, the cookie jar?
The cookie jar.
No, that's impossible. They said the cookie jar is the most protected cookie jar in the world. It's like guarded by a guard and a steel door.
Yeah, well, someone did it anyway, and this is the only clue I've got.
What makes you think my son did it?
Because your son is a kid, and kids play with Nerf guns, and if he's a kid, then he must have a Nerf gun. And this bullet goes to a Nerf gun, so this might be the bullet for your kid's Nerf gun.
No, I promise my son wouldn't do that.
Yeah, I'd cover for my son too if he did such a heinous crime.
No, my son's been upstairs rearranging his ducks.
Oh, don't know what kind of weird, sick lingo that is, but I'm coming in and I'm talking to him.
A robber ducky. Balloon tits.
I need to talk to you.
Marvin, why are the cops here?
He thinks Jeffy did a crime.
What? Jeffy, you wouldn't.
I didn't.
Oh, yeah? Recognize this?
No.
All right, well, how about now?
Ugh. No.
Well, I thought you'd only recognize it if it was going inside of an officer's face like you did at the cookie vault.
I didn't do that.
Oh, yeah? You got a Nerf gun?
Of course I do. I gotta stay strapped in case someone wants to run up on the quack dealer.
Let me see that. Yeah, the bullet wouldn't fit. Okay, he's clean.
I told you my son wouldn't do this.
Man, the trail's gone cold. You wouldn't happen to know anyone who likes cookies, would you?
Cookie Monster?
No, I already checked that. He's clean. He's in France.
Well, we have a chef downstairs that sometimes bakes cookies.
A chef who sometimes bakes cookies? What if he decided he didn't want to bake cookies anymore? What if he thought his cookies didn't taste good enough, so he decided to steal the cookies from the cookie jar? That bastard!
I love eating chocolate chip cookies with my creamy nut milk. No homo.
You son of a biscuit-eating bulldog!
What, the French toast? What are you doing here?
Oh, you know why I'm here. You know what you did. Admit it!
I didn't do anything. What are you talking about?
Oh, you know exactly what you did, and I want to hear you say it.
I didn't do anything!
Oh, yes, you did. You have guilty written all over your face.
Oh, my God, he knows. All right, I'm sorry. Look, I clogged the toilet. I had to use the bathroom. I had to poop, and I ate a lot of cheese. Look, the roll fell in the toilet. I tried to flush it. I'm sorry.
What? No. You stole the cookies from the cookie jar.
What? No, not these cookies. I got these from Chips Ahoy.
Oh, damn you, Chips Ahoy. The trail's gone cold again. You wouldn't happen to know anyone else who likes cookies, would you?
Yeah, this annoying, stupid brat named Junior.
Who's Junior?
Oh, he's just a stupid brat that eats cookies and leaves crumbs in his room.
Eats him in his room? Why would he eat cookies in his room? Unless he didn't want people seeing him eat the cookies. But why wouldn't he want him seeing him eating the cookies? Unless the cookies were stolen! That bastard!
Oh, man, I love eating cookies in Chef Peepee's bed.
You thought you could get away, didn't you, kid?
Well, what are you talking about?
Oh, don't try to make excuses. I caught you cookie-handed.
Well, I don't understand what's going on.
Oh, come on, kid. Don't play dumb. We could do this the easy way or the hard way. And they're both pretty similar, to be honest.
Well, I'm just eating cookies in Chef Peepee's bed.
Why are you eating cookies in bed?
Because it's Chef Peepee's bed, and I like it when he yells at me and goes, Junior, why'd you eat cookies in my bed? Now I gotta lay on crumbs.
Okay, nice try, but where'd you get the cookies?
Chips Ahoy, look under the covers.
You're wearing pants, right?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Oh, damn you, Chips Ahoy! Trail's gone cold again. You wouldn't happen to know anybody else who also...